This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network, which includes the Erotica Podcast, Erotica Sci-Fi and Fantasy, Erotica Loving Wives, the Spotify podcast Erotica Taboo, and the E.P. Non-Erotic Podcast. Both the Erotica Podcast and the Erotica Taboo Podcast offer bonus episodes for as little as $2 per month. Links for everything are in the podcast description. This podcast contains mature content and is intended for an adult audience only. It contains explicit words, thoughts, and ideas. The content of all stories is fiction with any similarities to real people or events being purely coincidental. This podcast is not intended for anything but entertainment of the listener, and if you do not agree with the themes listed in the tags, please do not listen to the story. All characters engaging in sexual relationships or activities are 18 years old or older. This story was found on a free website and brought to audio form here. I did not write and take no credit for this story. Please visit the link in the comments to further support this author. Summer's Blackmail Part 6 by Wilcox 010. Chapter 17. Summer Wayne is a 40-year-old married high school senior English teacher that is being blackmailed by one of her students. She is required to call him Master T, and she is completely under his control only 1 week after his discovery of her online profile. In just 1 week, Master T has had each of Summer's nipples pierced, each of her pussy lips is adorned with ring piercings, and her left ear has been pierced with a large loop earring that includes 3 red beads that signifies to Master T that she is his. Summer has been dominated by the school janitor, and now has 2 known masters to deal with on a daily basis. She does not know it, but Summer's weekend will be filled with servitude, tattoos, and more degradation, but she doesn't yet know any of this, thanks to my friends for recommendations/suggestions for storylines, especially Mike, John, and Ellie. It is now Friday morning and Summer is sleeping so soundly that she does not hear the alarm at first. The alarm rang out at 5 a.m. for some reason. Her phone rang about 5 minutes later, and it was the voice he hated to hear.
"Hello, slut. Don't say anything, just listen. Today, you are to wear your button-up blue jean skirt, your beige almost sheer blouse, your beige lace bra and thong set, beige thigh-high hose, and let's wear your red 4-inch pumps. See you at the donut sales booth this morning. You are to buy 2 donuts and take them to your room. I will give you more instructions then. Don't forget to weigh this morning. Goodbye, slut." Summer, laying in the comfort of her Egyptian cotton sheets, began to cry. She did not think her world could get any worse, but her young master was back in town, but that was only part of her issues this morning. She now was subject to calls from the school janitor, Calvin Williams. He had forced her to please him in the girls' locker room last night, and she found that the more dominant he was with her, the more submissive and willing to please she became. Summer's thoughts went back to Calvin and his large cock. Then, she thought about his stepson, William Demps, and how she watched him fuck poor Marsha Edwards in the boys' shower as it had been arranged by Melanie Hart. Summer's hands began to rub her stomach and breasts as her mind carried her back to the erotic events in the locker rooms. Her mind also found its way back to her classroom when she was on her desk awaiting the arrival of her young master T. Todd Spillers had started all of this, and she could not find a way to extricate herself out of the dangerous yet erotic situation in which she finds herself. Summer knew that she was in trouble, but her body now craved the attention as well as domination that she was receiving. She had always tried to please her husband James, but he was not the dominant type. Todd, for a young man, was very dominant, and he knew which of her buttons to push. Summer's fingers found their way to the erect clit now moistened because of her thoughts. Her right hand found the slit between her pussy lips and she stroked herself there until her fingers were soaked with her juices. Summer then ran her fingers up to her even more erect clit, and began to circle the small head with her middle 2 fingers. Her left hand found her breast where she alternated between each by pulling and twisting. Summer's hips began to move to meet the demands of the fingers of her right hand. She quickened her pace and increased the pressure she was applying to her nipples. Summer noticed that the piercings in her nipples no longer hurt when twisted or pulled. She did notice that when they were squeezed, there was some residual pain, but she was pleased that she healed quickly from the piercings she only received last Saturday. Maybe it was the early morning alarm. Or it could have been hearing her young master's voice so early in the morning. Or it could be the combination of the mental stimulation she was receiving from flashbacks from last night as well as the early hour and her master's voice. But no matter the reasons, her body was soon rocketing towards the first of what Summer knew would be many orgasms directed by her young master. Summer finished her bathroom routine and then immediately slipped on her white lace thong panties and her 6-inch white slut heels. She grabbed her sheer white satin robe, but only draped it over her arm as she walked from her bedroom and down the wooden stairs to the main level of her house. When Summer reached the main floor, she turned to her left and headed to the front door. She wanted to get the morning paper to read with her coffee. She knew that her day was going to be bad. Summer wanted to at least have a small respite from the pending humiliations and manipulations that she would be subjected to at the hands of her young master as well as at the hands of the janitor most likely. Summer retrieved the paper from her front porch without any issues. She heard her heels clicking on the hardwood flooring echo throughout the main floor of her house as she walked back to the kitchen. She placed the paper on the center island of the kitchen and turned on the Keurig 1-cup coffee maker. While the water heated, Summer casually thumbed through the morning edition of the city paper. She found that her readings went to the metro section of the paper as that was the area of the paper where local news items were posted. She placed a container of hazelnut coffee into the brew station, pressed start, and watched as the hot liquid filled her favorite cup. Summer took her coffee and paper out onto the back patio of her house where she sat in her favorite patio chair. It was a rather warm morning for September, and she felt like a little fresh air would help her get ready for her day. She then thought back to the sexual assault that her best friend Lisa and her husband Steve forced on her this past Sunday afternoon. She became wet thinking about being forced to fuck herself with the Corona beer bottle. She was hopeful that her nosy next-door neighbor, Mr. Johnson, had not been home to witness her debauchery. Summer was dressed only in her white thong and 6-inch heels as was required by her young master. She was not worried about being seen as her patio was completely private. She saw where the landscape crew had repaired the sprinkler head as well as the lawn that had been damaged by the leaky head. Summer casually sipped at her hazelnut coffee and absentmindedly thumbed through the paper. Her mind was taken back to laying on the lounge chair as Lisa's husband Steve fed his cock into her just-pierced pussy. She was amazed at how far she had fallen since sending that stupid picture of herself. And now, she was wondering why in the world she had ever gone to that website. She was bored, of course, but why did she do it? Well, that was a question for another day. Summer poured the remnants of her coffee into the shrubby as she headed back inside. She could hear her footsteps as the white heels clicked across the tile floor of the kitchen as her cell phone rang. She looked down and saw the feared number, Master T.
"Hi, Master T," Summer said.
"Good morning, my slut. How are you feeling today?" Todd asked.
"Master T, I am okay, but growing concerned about your continued domination of me. I am your teacher. It is time for you to stop and let me go about my life as a teacher, mother and wife."
Summer meekly replied.
"Well, slut, I will determine when I no longer desire to have you serve me as my slut," Todd angrily said into his phone. "But Master T, I have done everything you have asked of me since I sent you that very private picture. Can't you just let it go at that? I am not sure how much longer I can go on this way," cried the poor English teacher.
"Slut, get over it. You are mine to control until I decide I no longer need you to please me," Todd replied, continuing.
"Okay, slut, I will give you what you want. I release you. I am hopeful that your husband and children will be able to live with a slut like you when they see the attached picture."
The phone went dead. With that, Summer's phone pinged announcing a text message. As she clicked on the text message, a picture of her lying face down on her desk at school with black thigh highs, black 4-inch heels, her white rhinestone collar, pink butt plug clearly visible in her ass and her mouth open showing the cum that Todd had deposited in her mouth. The picture reflected the Ms. Wayne cum slut that Todd had written across the top of her ass cheeks and on each ass cheek. There was no doubt who she was, what was in her mouth, and the message made it clear what she was. Her phone rang again and Summer quickly answered.
"Master T, I am sorry. Please forgive me. That is better, slut," Todd quickly replied. "Go upstairs and get on your digital scales. Call me when you determine your weight and you had better weigh 125 pounds or there will be hell to pay," Todd said.
The phone went silent again. Summer placed her empty coffee cup in the dishwasher, refolded the newspaper like James had shown her before, and then she headed upstairs with dread. As she reached the top of the stairs, the home phone began to ring. Summer rushed to the phone in the bedroom and her hello was met with,
"Hi, Mom,"
from Jacob, one of her boys. They exchanged some pleasantries for a couple of minutes, and then Summer was shocked.
"Mom, I got a weird message in my email from an unknown email address today,"
Jacob said, continuing.
"Mom, the message said that there were issues at home that maybe I should call and check on. So, is everything okay, Mom?"
Jacob asked. Summer had to quickly compose herself. She knew immediately that the message had been sent by her young master, and it was a specific message to her.
"Oh, son, everything is great here. Well, except for your father being out of the country until the 1st of November,"
Summer said with conviction.
"Well, Mom, why would someone send me an anonymous message, but not Kevin?"
Jacob asked.
"I don't know, Jacob, but I would not worry about it. Other than missing your father, I am doing well. When are you two coming home to see me?"
Summer asked, hoping to change the tone and conversation.
"We were thinking about coming home next weekend for homecoming. I know we are playing Wesley and they beat us when we played, so it would be nice to see the Eagles kick their butts,"
Jacob replied.
"Oh, that would be wonderful, Jacob. That is next weekend and I have no plans. It would be great to spoil my two boys all weekend. Let me know as soon as you can if you guys are coming,"
said Summer.
"Okay, Mom, will do. Thanks for letting me know that you were okay. It must have been an email that my spam detector did not catch. Talk to you soon,"
Jacob said and hung up the phone. Sitting on her bed, Summer began to sob incoherently at the thought of her children coming home and finding out that their mother was a submissive slut to a high school student. Further complicating things was the realization that the treatment she received from the school janitor only further strengthened her feelings of submissiveness. Suddenly, her cell phone rang and once again she found the caller number to be her young master. She answered the phone abruptly.
"How dare you write to my son? I have done everything you have demanded of me and yet you send a menacing note to them.
Why?
Because you are my slut and you need to fully comprehend that if you do not do as you are instructed, your life as a teacher, mother and wife will cease to exist for you. I would imagine that the bitches in prison would love to get their hands on you, slut. So you decide, are you going to do as you are told whenever you are told or are you ready to suffer the consequences of your involvement with a high school student?"
Todd said. The line went dead again and it left Summer trembling almost uncontrollably. She was now completely trapped in her servitude to her high school master. He had already illustrated to her how easy it will be for him to shatter her world. For now, Summer knew she had to be compliant with any and all instructions given to her by her young master. She hoped that when her husband James came home, they could find a way to extricate her from the situation. Summer quickly shed her white 6-inch heels and pulled her white lace thong panties down her legs. She padded across the Berber carpet that led to her slate-tile floor bathroom. She stepped on her digital scales and saw where her weight was reported at 127 pounds. Oh my God, she thought to herself. I have starved myself all week to meet the required 5-pound weight loss. Summer remembered that she had not been on her treadmill all week, which had been complicated by her nighttime excursions, the daily tanning trips, body recovery from the abuse she has to which she had been subjected and the general depressed mindset she suffered. With trembling fingers, Summer punched in her young master's phone number. The phone rang one time.
I see that you have not followed my instructions, slut. You have only lost 3 pounds this week. What do you have to say for yourself, slut?
Todd asked harshly.
Master T, I do not understand. I have almost starved myself this week. I can only say that I have not been able to work out utilizing my treadmill and small gym in the basement of my house. I am so sorry, Master T. Please do not punish me. I will do everything I can to lose the 2 extra pounds this weekend. Please, Master T.
Summer pleaded.
Well, slut, you have been busy this week. I tell you what, we can start working on those 2 pounds on Saturday morning. But today, you have to get busy and get to school. Dress as required and I will see you at the cheerleader fundraiser booth.
Todd said just before the phone went dead in Summer's ear. Summer was relieved that she would not suffer immediate punishment from her young master because she did not accurately track her weight loss. But she swore that her scales had previously registered her weight at 124 pounds only last week. Maybe there was something wrong with the scales. I will have to check on that, Summer said to herself. After hurriedly showering, washing her hair and shaving the little growth of hair, Summer went about fixing her hair, making sure to give it an extra fluff to make it a little wilder than she ordinarily wore it. She wanted to take every precaution this morning. She then applied her makeup as she had been instructed by her young master, paying particular attention to her eyeshadow, making sure to accentuate her hazel eyes. She applied extra foundation, made sure that her cheeks were almost ruby red, and then she applied her bright red Fuck Me Now lipstick. Once satisfied that her hair and makeup would meet her young master's approval, she set her sights on her wardrobe. She quickly looked at the note she had been given last night by Master T. Summer fished her button-up blue jean skirt out of the closet, found the almost sheer beige blouse, and then took her red 4-inch red heels out of the box. Summer placed each of these items on the bed, and then went to her dresser. Summer pulled out the sheer lace beige thong and matching lace front clasp beige bra. Summer dug into her stocking drawer and pulled out the beige thigh highs with the wide lace band. These hose also had a sandal foot design that went from toe to the back of her heel. Summer was sure that if anyone was paying attention, they would be able to detect the design of the hose as it was displayed coming out of the back of her heels. Once dressed, Summer dashed down the stairs, grabbed her school bag, pocketbook, and then headed into the garage. The top was still down on her BMW, and she did not take the time to close it for this morning's drive. Summer felt like having the wind blow through her hair, which should give it an even sluttier look to please her young master. Summer pulled into the faculty parking lot, found her space, closed the top on her car, and then headed to the front of the school. It was now 7:15 a.m. and there was a steady flow of buses and cars delivering students to school. Summer could feel the breeze as she walked across the parking lot, and she noticed that it felt cool against her uncovered thighs. Her thong was pulled snugly into the crack of her ass, and she felt her pussy lips wrapping around the thin material of the crotch of the thong. As Summer walked into the school through the main doors, she immediately saw the cheerleader table where their group was selling many different breakfast treats to help raise money for new uniforms. Summer saw Melanie's eyes light up when she saw there, and she gave Summer a hearty good morning, Ms. Wayne.
Ms. Wayne, wouldn't you like to buy something this morning to help us meet our goals to buy new uniforms?
Melanie asked. Summer walked straight up to Melanie and looked over the table of morning breakfast treats. There was a wide assortment of items, and she would rather chose a healthy snack, but she was under direction from her young master. She saw young Marcia Edwards sitting at the table, and Summer remembered how she had been forced to take William Demp's cock in the boys' shower.
Yes, Melanie, I would like 2 of your glazed donuts,
Summer replied.
Oh, that is great, Ms. Wayne,
Melanie said as she bagged up the donuts and handed them to her senior English teacher.
Ms. Wayne, you must come and join our practices sometime soon. We can make you an honorary cheerleader and get you a uniform to wear with us,
Melanie said. Melanie could see the look in Summer's face, wondering why she might mention her wearing a cheerleader outfit. Melanie remembered how sexy Summer looked last night in the boys' locker room. She was going to enjoy making her squirm just a little more.
Ms. Wayne, weren't you a cheerleader in high school?
Melanie asked. Summer was now feeling trapped. She was remembering the scene in the boys' locker room where she watched Melanie service William Demp's huge cock while standing in the shadows of the lockers. Summer was quite sure that she had not been seen, but Melanie was asking these probing questions as well as making a suggestion for her to come to practice where she could wear a uniform.
Melanie, yes I was, but that was a very long time ago. I am afraid I do not have the agility or body to be a cheerleader any longer,
Summer replied, hoping the conversation would end there.
Ms. Wayne, I have a uniform that we used last year that I bet would fit you. It is a pleated skirt and a button-up vest that we wear in warm weather and at the basketball games. I bet it would look terrific on you,
Melanie continued in her tormenting conversation.
Continuing. But I think your chest is maybe too big to fit comfortably in the top, so I would bet you would have to have a couple of buttons unclasped. I think you would look hot in it all the same.
Thanks, Melanie, but I am too old for those types of uniforms, but I appreciate the compliment, Summer replied. Summer quickly took the bag containing her 2 donuts from Melanie's hand, though she noticed that Melanie's fingers trailed across her hand a little too long for her comfort.
Thanks, Melanie, and good luck to you girls,
Summer said as she twirled away. Summer hurried down the corridor to the back stairwell which led up to her floor. She wanted to get away from the group of cheerleaders because all she could envision was poor Marcia being violated like she was last night. And to think that Melanie had arranged the whole thing. Summer remembered the treatment that she received at the hands of William's stepfather, Calvin Williams. Summer shuddered to think what might happen to her today if she got summoned by Calvin at the same time that she was being compliant to the demands of her young master. As Summer climbed the stairs, she could feel the burn in her calves caused by the 4-inch heels of her red pumps as she reached each step. Finally, coming to the top of the stairwell, Summer paused to catch her breath, but to also look down the corridor to see if there was a sign of her young master. It was only 7:30, with class starting 40 minutes from now. She had arrived early hoping to have some free time before classes to work on her grade book and to plan for next week. From her session last night with Master T, Summer knew that most of her weekend would be taken up with his demands for complete servitude to his desires and whims. Summer inserted her key into the lock of her classroom door. She found that her lock was not locked, which meant that she either had neglected to lock it properly last night, or as she discovered, Master T was waiting for her in the classroom. "Come in, slut," Todd said very casually to his English teacher.
"Good morning, Master T, you startled me,"
Summer replied, trying to keep her composure.
"Good to see that you followed my instructions and visited the cheerleader booth this morning. Did you get the 2 donuts as required, slut?"
Todd asked.
"Yes, Master T,"
Summer replied.
"Okay then, slut, get one out as we have some plans for those donuts,"
Todd ordered. Summer placed her book bag, purse and her donut bag onto her desk. She then took a donut out of the bag and waited for further instructions. Summer watched as Todd walked across the classroom to her refrigerator. She knew that he was retrieving the Tupperware dish that contained Todd's cum from last night. Todd opened the refrigerator and pulled out the container. He opened the top, placed it inside his teacher's microwave and heated his chilled jism for 20 seconds. Todd took the cum container out of the microwave and walked back across the classroom. Todd stopped in front of his teacher's desk, placed the cum container in the middle of her desk and then gave her instructions to use her fingers to spread his jism onto the donut, combining his jism with the sugar glaze icing. Summer did as instructed. Summer was then ordered to walk from her classroom down the hallway to the teacher lounge. Once there, she was to place her donut on the counter, pour herself a cup of coffee and then return to her classroom. However, while in the lounge she was to eat half of the donut, and then while walking back to her classroom, she was to eat the remaining half, making sure to lick her fingers so that she did not miss any of her special icing. Summer picked up the donut, and she dipped 2 fingers into the warm jism icing. The jism icing was gooey, and though it was warm, Summer struggled to evenly spread Todd's jism around the donut. Summer used over 50% of the contents of the Tupperware container, making sure that her young master was pleased with both her enthusiasm as well as her immediate compliance with his demand.
"Is that satisfactory, Master T?"
Summer asked her high school master.
"Well, your fingers look gooey. Why don't you lick your fingers all the way down the hall, making sure to make eye contact with anyone you encounter on the long walk to the lounge?"
Todd instructed.
"Yes, Master T,"
Summer replied.
"I will be watching you, slut,"
Todd reminded her. With that, Summer turned on her heels and headed out of her classroom. As she entered the hallway, she was pleased that there was no students lurking in the hallway. She determined if she delayed long enough, she would be subjected to limited humiliations in her classroom. As she continued walking down the hallway, Summer mindlessly licked and sucked her 2 fingers as she had been directed. She was happy that there was no one in the hall. But suddenly, Calvin Williams burst out of the teacher lounge, almost hitting Summer with the door.
"Well, well, what do we have here, my slut?"
Calvin asked, his new teacher submissive.
"Hi, sir, I hope you are okay this morning. I am just coming down for a cup of coffee,"
Summer replied. Calvin held the door open for Summer, and with her fingers still being licked by her tongue, she went into the lounge with Calvin following close behind. Summer was disappointed to find the lounge empty.
"Okay, slut, pull your skirt up over your hips so I can see that fine white ass of yours. Then you can pour yourself some coffee,"
Calvin commanded.
"Sir, I cannot do that in here. It is too risky, as a teacher can walk in here at any moment,"
Summer pleaded.
"So you better be quick about it, slut,"
Calvin commanded again. Summer resigned herself to the command. Summer put her cum icing donut down on the nearest table and using both hands raised the hem of her blue jean skirt up over her hips. Once she had accomplished this, Summer picked up her cum icing donut and walked to the coffee machine. She knew that she was giving Calvin a good view of her ass as she felt the thin strip of material of her beige lace thong. Once Summer reached the coffee counter, she retrieved a styrofoam cum from the shelf. This caused her to stand on her tiptoes, further revealing more of her ass cheeks to her janitorial admirer.
"That is good, slut. I want you to put the donut in your mouth, grab your ass cheeks to spread them as wide as you can and turn your head to face me,"
Calvin ordered. Summer did as she was instructed to do, and when she turned to face Calvin with the cum icing donut stuck in her mouth, her eyes were met with the flash of Calvin's phone camera.
"Thanks, slut,"
Calvin said. With that, Calvin turned and walked the short distance to the door. Just as his hand touched the doorknob, it turned and someone began to enter the lounge. Being the gentleman that he was, Calvin held the door closed for a second, which gave Summer time to yank her skirt down just as Mr. Harding came into the lounge.
"Oh, hi, Calvin, how are you doing?"
Harding asked.
"Oh, I am doing just fine, Mr. Harding. I was just talking with Ms. Wayne there about the cheerleading squad and how nice it was of her to support the unit by buying a donut this morning,"
Calvin replied. Principal Harding gazed over at Summer and could see the half-eaten donut sticking of his English teacher's mouth. He also noticed the frantic look on her face as well as how her beige blouse seemed to be haphazardly tucked into the top of her blue jean skirt. He wasn't sure, but he thought that he saw just a little edge of lace on her hose, which meant that she was not wearing pantyhose. He stared openly for a couple more seconds before addressing his staff member. "Ms. Wayne, are you all right? You look completely frazzled and school has not even started," Harding said with a slight grin. "Oh, Mr. Harding, you know how things go first thing in the morning. I needed coffee, but I had a student run into me as I was exiting my classroom. He was early for his appointment, and we slammed into one another. Mr. Williams was kind enough to help me through the door as I was entering the lounge," Summer said in a quick staccato cadence. "Well, okay, Ms. Wayne, but you may want to pull yourself together a little better before you go back and meet with your student," Harding advised. "Yes, Mr. Harding, I will be sure," Summer replied. Both men left Summer standing at the coffee counter with the donuts still in her mouth. She pulled it from her lips and set it on a napkin. Summer then poured her coffee and put a sweetener in the coffee. Before she attempted to leave the lounge, Summer tucked her blouse inside the waistband of her skirt, and she also pulled the skirt down as it had ridden up when she had been required to pull the skirt up over her hips. She gave a quick look down to make sure that everything was in order. She opened the lounge door and spilled into the hallway, which was now almost completely filled with students. Summer tried her best to keep from bumping into a student and spilling the coffee or dropping her donut. On several occasions, she felt hands on her back and shoulders as she navigated her way back to her classroom. Once she entered her classroom, Summer only found a note, which pleased her. She had hoped to avoid direct humiliating instructions from her young master in the classroom. At least, she could hide the instructions from anyone who might come into her classroom. Using her elbow, Summer closed the door to her classroom. She had 30 minutes before classes began. Summer casually finished the donut and set the coffee cup down on her desk. She picked up the paper and saw that it was a brief note from Master T. "Slut, I had plans for you this morning. But sometimes events at school interrupt plans. So, before class begins, you are to unbutton the top three buttons on your blouse, the bottom two buttons on your skirt, and you are to lecture standing only all day at the front of your classroom. For your lunch period, you are to lock your door and then strip off your skirt and blouse. You will place your blouse and skirt on your lectern, making sure that it is moved to the rear of the classroom. You are to be sitting at your desk with your hands firmly clasped together on top of your desk waiting for your master's arrival. You are to be looking straight ahead, and you are not to turn your head for any reason. You will have opened the bottom drawer on each side of your desk so that I will have easy access to all of your toys. I will be in your room right after the bell." Master T. Summer just resigned herself to the directions. She quickly unbuttoned the three buttons on her beige blouse. Summer immediately noticed that her cleavage would be very visible, as it would be very easy to see the front opening clasp of her bra. Next, Summer unbuttoned the bottom two buttons of her skirt. She spread her legs just a little, and she could imagine that any student paying attention could get a quick glimpse of her leg through the opening created when she unbuttoned the skirt. She knew that today would be a struggle to comply with her young master's instructions, but to be careful not to reveal her intimacies to her students. Summer then noticed the yellow sticky note on her microwave. She walked to the back of her classroom to find a note that read, "To help sweeten your coffee and the second donut, be sure to heat the contents and then pour into your cup and onto your donut after all of your students in first period arrive, but before you begin your lecture. Don't forget I am able to watch your every move in the classroom." Master T. Summer quickly balled up the sticky note and put it in the pocket of her skirt. As she was standing at the back of the room, she did not immediately hear her door open and the students of her first period class begin to filter into the classroom. Summer continued to stand at the microwave without turning around to acknowledge her students. The first period was her on-level students class as well as her second period class. Periods 3 through 6 were honors and AP classes, so she knew that the first two periods would be the hardest to get through without flashing the students. These two periods included most of the athletes, and she found that their thoughts were only on sports. She liked the group, but dressed as she was today, she knew that their short attention spans to her lessons would be almost minuscule. But she was a teacher and Summer always did her best for the students. As the second bell rang to indicate the beginning of first period, Summer took the cum container out of the microwave and walked back to her desk. She stood in front of her desk, dribbled the contents of the container into her coffee and onto her donut cup. She felt all eyes on her as she leaned forward to take a pen to stir the mixture. She raised it to her lips and she could see small globs of Master T's cum floating on the top of her coffee. She forced herself to tilt the cup to her lips and let the hot liquid flow into her mouth. Thank goodness it did not taste like cum, she thought to herself. She then ate her donut as quickly as possible, thereby eliminating all of the evidence of her cum-decorated donut. Summer spun around with her lesson plan and notes. She walked to the corner of the room, picked up her lectern, brought it back to the middle of the classroom and began her lecture. She saw eyes drawn to her, and they were staring mid-chest. She moved from time to time to try and make sure that her blouse closed, but the eyes of the students let her know that she was not being successful. With so many eyes looking at her, she hoped that she was pleasing her young master. She could not afford another email episode with her son like this morning, so she was doing her best to be compliant with the demands of her young master. The bell rang, Summer gave homework assignments, and the students shuffled out of her first period. Summer took several longer gulps of her now lukewarm coffee. She wanted to get the cum-flavored drink completed so that she could throw the cup in the garbage. The second period class was more of the same as was in first period. Only this class was full of football players, and this made her mind flash back to last night as one football player had his way with a young cheerleader. Summer made it through the first four classes without too much trouble. She got the occasional gawking look from several of the boys in her classes as well as some of the girls. Summer could see some of the ones in the back of the classroom whisper to each other and nod towards her when they thought she was not looking. Then it was her lunch period. Summer followed the last of her students out the door and closed it as the last student exited her room. Summer closed the mini blinds covering her window, and then she locked the door. Summer walked to the back of her classroom carrying the lectern and began to unbutton her skirt. Because the skirt only had four remaining buttons clasped, it only took unbuttoning two buttons for her skirt slid down her legs to the floor around her ankles. Summer stooped down, picked up the blue jean skirt, and placed it on the lectern. Next, she unbuttoned the remaining buttons of her beige blouse and laid it on top of her skirt. Summer walked back to her desk, sat in her chair, opened the bottom two drawers of her desk, and then placed her hands in the middle of her desk clasped together, as had been Master T's instructions. Summer was quite nervous that someone with a master key could come into her classroom at any moment only to discover the English teacher clad only in her bra, thong, thigh highs, and 4-inch red heels. She was getting that sick feeling of discovery, but the sick feeling of discovery was not as significant to her as the feeling of dread if she did not comply with the demands of her young master. Summer felt a slight arousal between her legs as she sat waiting on her young master. The thin material of her beige lace thong was pressed against her erect clit. "My clit is always hard now," Summer said lowly out loud. About that time she heard a key being inserted in the lock of her door. Summer held her breath and did not dare turn to her left to see who was coming into her room. She would find out soon enough if she was going to be humiliated by her young master or discovered by administration. Thankfully she heard, "Very good, slut. You did as I required," Todd said. "Now stand up and lay across your desk facing the classroom," Todd ordered. Summer slid her desk chair backwards as she stood. She began to lean forward and without direction, spread her legs as wide as was possible. Summer lowered her torso until her bra enclosing her breasts touched the hard wooden desk. "Now, slut, place your hands behind you with them crossed at the wrists," Todd ordered. Summer slowly moved her arms behind her back and placed them wrist to wrist as directed. Summer heard movement in the room and knew that Master T was approaching her. She felt his touch on her ass cheeks. Todd could see the remnants of the whelps that reflected the spanking he had administered to his high school teacher slut last night. He was sorry that she had washed off his tattoo lettering on her ass, but that would be resolved this weekend on a very permanent basis. Summer felt cold steel on her right wrist and heard a metallic click. She knew that her young master intended to bind her wrists behind her now. Todd clicked the handcuff on Summer's right wrist and then he ran a finger down the thin material of her thong. His finger traced the thong down between his teacher's ass cheeks until it found her crotch. He smiled to himself when he found the anticipated wet spot. Todd rubbed his teacher's ass cheeks, moving from one lovely firm cheek to the other. Occasionally, Todd ran his fingers down the thin material of her thong until his fingers met the growing wetness between his English teacher's pussy lips, eliciting slight moans from his slut teacher. Todd knew that he only had 20 minutes of safe play time with his teacher. So, as bad as he wanted to continue teasing and stroking her lovely ass, Todd also knew that he wanted to get his rocks off. His decision was, which orifice he was going to shoot his load of jism into his slut teacher. Todd reached down into the left-hand drawer of his teacher's desk and withdrew the black vibrating egg. He slipped it between the pierced lips of his teacher's pussy so that he could slip it inside. Next, Todd pulled out the slut collar from the right drawer. Todd leaned down onto his teacher's back, pressing his ever-hardening cock against his teacher's ass. He quickly strapped the collar around her neck and fastened it in place. Next, Todd picked up a rubber band from the English teacher's desktop and pulled her hair into a quick ponytail just like one of the school's cheerleaders. His effort was not great, but it had the effect he sought. Todd then walked to his backpack and pulled out the remote control for the egg. He switched the control to the intermittent position so that his slut teacher would not be able to get into a rhythm with the egg. Once he was satisfied that the egg was having the desired effect on his English teacher, Todd stood in front of his teacher and slowly unzipped his jeans. His large erect cock popped out of his pants the moment that his hand lowered the zipper completely. Next, Todd pushed his jeans off of his hips and pulled his boxers down with the jeans until they both pooled around his ankles. "Slut, I am going to deposit a large load of cum into that sexy mouth of yours. You are not to swallow my cum until you are told to do so. Do you understand, slut?" Todd asked. "Yes, Master T, I understand your instructions. Please give me your cock," Summer replied. Summer made a wide O with her mouth and, looking directly at her young master's cock, stuck her tongue out to touch the very end of his full erection. Todd did not waste any time in giving his slut teacher his cock, as he knew that their time was limited and he had been working on the plans for the weekend most of the night. Todd had a very large load to dump into Summer's mouth. Todd began to rhythmically fuck his cock in and out of his slut's mouth. He made sure that the head came only to her lips, and then he worked it back into her mouth with each thrust forcing his cock deeper into the teacher's throat. When Todd felt his cock hit the back of Summer's throat, he paused as he wanted to feel her mouth around his cock as well as feeling her tongue swishing around it at the same time. Summer worked her mouth the full length of her young master's cock. She tried to keep in rhythm with the way he was fucking her face. At the same time, her pussy was being stimulated by the black vibrating egg, as she could feel the intensity of the egg change from time to time. She knew that the egg would bring her to orgasm, but she hoped that she could successfully please her young master before she erupted in orgasm without his permission. Looking down, Todd could see that Summer's bright red lipstick was smeared around her mouth, and he bet that his cock was coated also. He was glad that he had decided to pull his pants down, as it would have been difficult to explain a lipstick stain on the fly of his jeans. Todd could feel Summer's enthusiastic efforts on his cock. He was very pleased that his older slut was beginning to crave his cock and that her cock-sucking ability had improved in just 1 week. He grabbed his camera from his shirt pocket and began to take pictures, making sure that Summer's face was easily discernible so that he had even more evidence of her submission as well as her wanton need to suck a cock, especially the cock of a high school student. Summer jolted when the egg in her pussy went on high intensity. She remembered the first time that the egg had been inserted and the effect it had on her. The more she sucked on Todd's cock, the more excited the egg made her. She believed that the egg's vibrations were intensified by her having a cock in her mouth. She was pleasing a man's cock, and by pleasing the man, her pleasure was enhanced. Todd quickened his pace and he could hear slurping sounds escaping from Summer's mouth as she tried in earnest to keep his cock in her mouth. Todd placed his camera on the desk beside Summer's face. He grabbed the back of Summer's head with both hands and began to fuck her face in earnest. Summer tried to keep up with the assault as she did not want to displease her young master, and she did not want to make so much noise that her sucking efforts might be heard through her classroom door. Summer was also concentrating on relaxing her throat muscles so that she did not gag on her young master's cock.
"Okay, slut, I am getting close. Remember to catch my cum. You are not allowed to swallow until I tell you to do so, and you are not allowed to come,"
Todd ordered. Summer began to prepare for the eruption from Todd's cock head. She placed her tongue on the little slit opening of his cock and began to swirl it around the head to heighten her pressure on the cock. She could feel the cock begin to harden even more as Todd's hands pulled her mouth further onto his cock. Summer's nose was pressed against Todd's pelvis and his dark patch of pubic hair.
"Here it comes, my slut,"
Todd hollered. Summer felt the first eruption from Todd's cock head. Todd grabbed the sides of his teacher's head and began to fuck his cock deeper into her mouth. She could feel the hot jism splashing against the back of her throat and her tongue. Using her tongue and lips, Summer tried her best to keep all of the cum in her mouth, hoping to not allow any to slide down her throat or escape around her lips as they pressed against Todd's hard cock. Summer held on to her young master's cock for as long as she could. For some reason, having a cock in her mouth seemed to fulfill her desire to please. With her hands firmly bound behind her by the handcuffs, Summer tried her best to keep Todd's cock buried inside her mouth. She could feel him begin to withdraw his cock, and she reluctantly released it in order to keep his cum in her mouth. The vibrating egg's intensity had been lowered and Summer was only left with a slight vibration in her pussy. She was sure that the thin strip of material of the crotch of her beige lace thong was totally drenched with her juices. As Todd felt his cock slip past the sucking lips of his slut teacher, he was pleased to see that she was looking up at him with her bright, hazel eyes. He could see only a small trace of his cum that had escaped from her lips. He reached down with his index finger of his right hand and slid the jism from the side of her mouth onto her lips.
"Okay, slut, raise your head up higher, open your mouth and show your master his cum,"
Todd ordered. Summer did as instructed and, straining to make sure that her young master's cum did not escape, opened her mouth as wide as possible. She looked up at her master and saw him with a sly smile as he held his camera to his eye, capturing the moment of her mouth filled with his cum. She was sure that the picture unmistakably revealed her as his teacher with a mouth full of cum.
"Now stay that way until I tell you to move,"
Todd ordered. Summer continued to lie across her desk with her breasts pressed against the hardwood top, her legs spread wide and her head raised up with her mouth open. Summer had to continue to keep her mouth in the shape of a large O, in order to keep her young master's cum from escaping her mouth. The intensity of the vibrator in her pussy began to increase as she watched her young master dress. Once he had pulled his pants back up, zipped them and refastened his belt, Todd turned to look at his English teacher. She was draped across her desk, unable to move. He wondered if she was ready to come, but she could not say anything because her mouth was full of his cum. He walked behind the teacher and pulled the material of her thong to the side. He traced his finger up and down the slit of her pussy with his middle two fingers getting fully coated with her juices. Todd plunged his fingers deep into Summer's as Summer's cry was muffled by the mouthful of cum. The vibrating egg intensity was increased and she began to fuck backwards to meet the probing fingers of her master. She dared not come, but she was so close. Todd could hear his slut teacher grunt each time his fingers were buried fully into her ass. Todd switched the vibrator all the way to 10. He then told his slut that she could come when he counted to 10, and only when he reached 1. Slowly and agonizingly, Todd counted down.
10. 9. 8. 7. 6. 5. 4. 3. 2. And 1.
Summer's body erupted in orgasm. The sheer force of the fingers in her ass and the vibrating egg could have brought her over the edge. But added to that was the place where she was being dominated and how submissive she was to her young master. She could feel her sphincter muscles grasping at the fingers in her ass. Her pussy muscles were squeezing the black egg as hard as they could, though her juices made it impossible to completely grasp. Todd watched as Summer's body continued to fuck back to meet his probing fingers. He also watched as Summer's head did not move as he knew that she was making her best effort to not swallow his cum. He was pleased with her compliance, and wondered to himself how he had been so lucky to find such a willing submissive. He was amazed at her inane ability to serve and please. Todd withdrew his fingers from his teacher's ass. He turned off the black egg, but did not remove it. He pulled the thin strip of material of her thong forcefully to tighten it into her ass crack as well as to spread her pierced pussy lips around the material. Todd then reached into his pants pocket to retrieve the handcuff key. He took Summer's bound hands, pulled them upwards and then released the lock on both cuffs. Todd then said to his teacher,
"Slut, you are to lay across your desk until you feel the egg vibrate in your pussy. Once you feel the vibration, you are allowed to swallow your master's cum, get dressed and go about your afternoon.
Also slut, don't forget your tanning appointment at 3:30 p.m. today. You are free until 6:30 p.m. when you are to report to the ticket booth on the visitor side of the stadium where you will relieve Shirley of that duty. Todd said. Summer remained splayed across her desk as she heard Todd close the door to the classroom, and was pleased to hear the tumbler of the lock close. She prayed that he would turn the vibrating egg on quickly as she only had 10 minutes until the lunch period was over. She continued to hold her young master's cum in her mouth. Her legs were on fire from being spread so wide for the first 20 minutes of the lunch period. Her pussy continued to squeeze and grasp the black egg. Summer looked up at the clock in the back of her room and watched the second hand rotate around the clock face growing closer to the bell that would end the lunch period. She wondered if this was the day that Todd had determined would be her last as a teacher, wife, and become the reviled by her children. But Summer was relieved when the vibrating egg exploded in her pussy. She felt the intensity slowly grow until it reached its highest level. She had quickly swallowed her master's cum immediately upon feeling the egg spring to life. She pushed herself off of the desktop and walked quickly to the back of the classroom. Summer first slipped on her beige blouse and buttoned all but the top two buttons. She then slipped the blue jean skirt up her legs, stuffed the hem of her blouse into the waistband of the skirt, and then secured the skirt by fastening the top buttons. Summer wasted little time moving from the back of the classroom to the front of her desk. She carried the lectern with her and placed it where it had been throughout the morning. She had just sat down in her chair behind her desk when the bell sounded, ending the lunch period. The egg in Summer's pussy also stopped vibrating, leaving her just at the edge of another orgasm. How did he know I was close? Summer thought to herself. The next period was excruciating for the English teacher. She could smell her juices emanating from her chair, and she could also see small white specks decorating the top of her desk where tiny droplets of her young master's cum had apparently slipped out of her mouth. She only had two more periods to make it through her Friday afternoon. She had no idea what her young master had planned for her tonight at the football game, but she had to think about her next three classes, figure out a way to make it first through Todd's class and then through Melanie Hart's class, which ended her day. The bell rang and the students slowly filtered out of her room. She had lectured on To Kill a Mockingbird. The whole class from her desk. She bet that she would have to lecture from the lectern during her young master's class. She tried not to think about the problems he could cause her with the egg still firmly planted in her pussy, and the thin strip of material that was the crotch of her beige thong was soaking wet. Summer hoped that she would not be made to stand, as she felt certain that moisture from her pussy would slide down her legs. About that time, Todd Spillers walked into her classroom. Summer immediately felt her black egg stir inside her wet pussy. He had that smirk on his face like the cat that swallowed the canary, which Summer hated. Todd walked up to his slut teacher's desk and handed her a note. Summer opened it to read. Slut, this is an excuse letter from my parents allowing me to leave school early. You will nod your head and wish me a pleasant weekend. Remember to make your appointment at the tanning salon and then relieve Shirley in the visitor ticket booth promptly at 6:30 p.m. Shirley will most likely want to stay, but it is in your best interest to make her leave. Someone in your next class will have the remote for your egg. Think about that, slut. Have a good weekend, Mr. Spillers. I hope your grandmother feels better. Summer said as she had been instructed. As Todd turned to leave the room, Summer felt the egg's vibrations once again steadily increase. She had to squeeze her legs tightly together, hoping to squash the approaching orgasm. She absentmindedly began to rock ever so slightly in her chair, which increased the pressure of her pussy walls as they tried to grasp and hold the egg. Summer watched the students of her fifth period class finally take their seats, but the egg did not stop vibrating. She felt her body begin to tremble at the first stage of an orgasm. She did not know how to control her orgasm, when suddenly the egg stopped vibrating. She moaned to herself loud enough for the students on the front row to look up and stare at their teacher. Undaunted, Summer once again began her lecture and finished the class. As the bell rang signaling the end of the fifth period, she suddenly realized that someone in one of her next two classes would have the remote control for the egg. Todd was expanding his influence of control over her by giving the remote control to another student. Summer could only wait until she was subjected more humiliation at the hands of another student, and all she could do was take it. As the students of her sixth period class began to file in, Summer wondered who would be tormenting her next. Fortunately, sixth period was uneventful. She went about her normal routine, standing at the lectern at the front of the classroom and boring her students with her lecture. She could not bear the thought of yet another humiliating session with another student, so she was thankful for the small favor of no one having the remote that controlled the black egg buried deep inside her sopping wet pussy. Seventh period began. But Summer did not know what she would do when the egg erupted in her pussy, knowing that one of the students would be watching her reaction. But Summer's salvation came with the arrival of a note. Or at least she thought it was salvation. Summer opened the note and was horrified to read. Slut, get to my office and be ready to please me upon my arrival. Kelvin. Oh my God! Summer said to herself. She would be saved from the humiliation of another student only to be sexually subservient to the high school janitor. Summer had no choice at the moment. She looked over the classroom and her eyes met those of Melanie Hart. She quickly motioned for Melanie to come to her desk. Once Melanie arrived, she asked, Melanie, I have to go to a quick meeting. Can you please run the class and have everyone read the next chapter on the Mockingbird? I don't know, Ms. Wayne. I am not sure what I would say if someone from administration came in to find you not here. Melanie said as she played with the controller in the pocket of her jean skirt. Please, Melanie, I need your help. Summer pleaded. All right, Ms. Wayne, but only because you begged me to help you out of the tough spot you are in. Melanie replied with a dry smile. She looked directly into Summer's eyes when the egg began to vibrate in her teacher's pussy.
She had hoped to torment her English teacher for the full hour of the class to please Todd. But an issue had arisen that required her teacher to leave the classroom. So Melanie wanted Summer to know that she had the remote. Slowly, Melanie increased the intensity of the vibrating egg. She watched as Summer closed her mouth tightly and looked up at her in shock. Melanie then said,
"I'm sorry you have to leave, Ms. Wayne. I was looking forward to helping you come in class. Maybe some other day."
Summer did not know what to say. She looked up pleadingly at her newest public tormentor. Summer, of course, did not know that Melanie had seen her in the boys' locker room last night, nor did she know that Melanie had been the one to secretly video record her performance in the girls' restroom earlier in the week. Melanie, on the other hand, remembered everything. She had been Todd's bitch slut for 2 years ever since he caught her giving blowjobs to several black football players and had threatened to expose her to Melanie's mother, Sandra Wilson, which would more than likely keep her from getting into the state university. Melanie pressed the frequency switch 3 more times and the vibrating egg emitted a low hum, which Melanie could hear even though her English teacher was squeezing her legs tightly together. Melanie looked down and could see the tops of Ms. Wayne's hose because her skirt had the bottom 2 buttons unfastened, and she could also see the beige panty covering her hairless pussy. Summer placed her hands on top of her desk and slowly raised herself from her chair. She knew she only had a few minutes to get to the janitor's office, as she dare not make him mad at this point. Summer knew she had to make her get away quickly before Melanie made her explode there in the classroom.
"Thanks for taking over my class for the next few minutes, Ms. Hart," Summer said quite unsteadily.
Melanie watched with a disappointed look on her face but understood that her teacher must have had a good reason to leave the classroom. As Summer closed the door to her classroom, the buzzing in her pussy stopped. Summer almost ran down the back stairs to reach the bottom floor. She quickly exited the building and headed down the walkway to the gym. Once she entered the gym, she headed down the hallway that led to the mechanical room that contained all of the equipment that heated and cooled the school. She entered the mechanical room and then turned towards the area where the head janitor's office was. As Summer reached the door, she heard noise coming from the hallway. She figured that she only had moments to do as she had been instructed. As she closed the office door behind her, she saw 2 circles on the wall to her right with circles on the floor under each circle. She understood that that was where she was expected to be positioned when Calvin Williams entered the office. Summer quickly unfastened the top 2 buttons of her blue jean skirt and let it fall to the floor. She then unfastened 2 more buttons on her blouse and quickly yanked it up over her head. She reached between her heaving breasts and in one motion unclasped her beige bra. Summer then slipped her thumbs in the thin side straps of her matching beige thong and quickly slipped it down over her hips to the floor. Summer had a quick horror thought because of the egg in her pussy. She could not afford for Calvin Williams to find that buried there. Summer reached between her pussy lips, grabbed the receiver cord to the black egg and quickly pulled it from her pussy. The black egg was fully coated with her warm juices. Summer reached down, picked up her skirt and slid the egg into a pocket. Summer neatly folded the skirt and blouse and placed them on the filing cabinet next to the circles. Summer picked up her bra and thong, which were soon piled on top of her blouse. With only her hose and 4-inch red pumps remaining on her body, Summer placed her hands and feet into the circles just as the door to the office opened. Summer did not dare look towards the door. She remembered being told to look straight ahead. But then she could hear the door close and heard the lock tumbler.
"Well, my slut, you have pleased me by doing as instructed,"
were words that gave her some comfort knowing that it was Calvin and not one of the other members of the janitorial staff. Summer felt her newest tormentor press his body up against hers. She felt his powerful big hands on her hips. He pulled her hips back toward his hips and she immediately felt the strain on her thigh muscles because of the positioning of her feet in the circles, which forced her legs to be spread wide. The position of her hands placed palm flat against the wall of the office had effectively forced her to stand on her tiptoes. Now, with the added stress of being pulled backwards, her legs started to tremble. Summer felt Calvin's hands slip onto her ass cheeks. Those big powerful hands began to squeeze and massage each cheek. Summer felt one of Calvin's hands slip between her ass cheeks and snake its way down to her pussy. He quickly slipped 2 fingers into her already overflowing pussy, and she heard him whisper,
"Yes, I knew you were a slut."
Calvin ran his other hand around Summer's waist and then down to her bald pussy mound. She felt him find her erect clit, and he began to roughly rub her clit with 2 of his massive fingers. Calvin's 2 fingers were now buried deep in her pussy, and Summer felt him begin to fuck them into and out of her pussy while the fingers of his other hand furiously massaged her erect clit. Calvin felt Summer's body begin to meet his fingers as he fucked them deeper into his newfound slut. He began to push his fingers deeper inside Summer's pussy while his cock began to rise, pressing against the front of his pants.
"Okay, slut, I don't have too much time today as I have a meeting with Principal Harding. So I want you to lay on your back across that desk over there with your head hanging over the edge. I'm going to fuck your face and give you my sweet cum,"
Calvin ordered slowly. Summer lowered her hands from the circles on the wall. But Calvin did not remove his hands and fingers from her body. He guided her with his fingers to the desk. Using his hands as they were buried in her pussy, Calvin picked the school teacher up and lowered her onto the desk. Summer had to grab onto his powerful arms to keep from being injured by the strong hands. Calvin slid Summer down the desk until her head hung over the edge. Her brunette hair cascaded down the desk and her eyes were looking straight up at Calvin as he continued to massage her clit and fuck his fingers into her wet pussy. Summer slid her hands down each of Calvin's arms and tried to hold his hands against her pussy. She began to hump against the janitor's fingers. She was bringing herself ever closer to the needed orgasm. Melanie's manipulation of her pussy with the egg had almost taken her over the edge. Summer needed to come so badly. Calvin noticed the action below him and how the teacher had locked onto his hands.
but he stopped manipulating the teacher and the removal of his hands was met with Summer's plea.
Please, sir, let me come. I need it so badly.
Not yet, slut. You need to take care of my big black snake first, was Calvin's response. Calvin backed away from Summer and unfastened his belt, unbuttoned his trousers, and then slid his zipper down. Immediately, Calvin's large black cock slipped through the opening of his boxers. He was already almost fully erect as he moved forward and placed the tip of his cock on the lips of the prone teacher. He took the teacher's head in both of his hands and began to rhythmically fuck his cock in and out of Summer's mouth. His cock began to immediately reach full erection and he watched as Summer's mouth made a large, oh, to try and take his cock. Summer tried her best to make the assault go quickly. She had to get back to her classroom before anyone from administration found her missing and she was afraid that Calvin's cock would damage the back of her throat. Summer did not know, but Calvin had already fucked one of the members of his janitorial staff earlier in the day. She was sucking not only his cock, but tasting the pussy juice of another woman. Calvin settled into a rhythmic fucking action into Summer's mouth. Once he was comfortable that she would be able to take his cock, he released her head and slipped his hands down to Summer's pierced nipples. Calvin grabbed each piercing and began to twist and pull Summer's nipples. He stretched them as far as they would go, and then he held them there while he fucked his cock deeper into the teacher's throat. He released Summer's nipples and slid both hands down her body until they found her clit. He began to massage her clit, and he stretched his other hand so that he could slip two fingers into her pussy. Once his fingers were properly positioned, he began to manipulate the teacher's pussy with the determination to bring her to orgasm as he spurted cum down her throat. His manipulations were matched with increased vigor by the teacher's mouth. He could hear her moaning as she took more and more of his cock. He could feel his cock hit the back of Summer's throat, but in this position it easily slid down her throat without her gagging on his black snake. Calvin moved his hands forward and told Summer to raise her legs. Once she did this, he grabbed her feet and pulled them straight up towards him. In this position, Calvin could look directly down into Summer's pussy. He could easily see the ring piercings on each of her pussy lips.
Slut, spread your pussy lips for me. Pull them wide apart so I can see deep down that slut hole of yours,
Calvin commanded. Even though her mouth was full of cock and she was trying as best she could to not gag, Summer moved her hands down to her pussy and pulled her lips apart.
Farther,
Calvin commanded. Summer pulled her lips even further apart.
That's better, slut. Now take your fingers and fuck your pussy while I fuck your face,
Calvin ordered. Summer was pleased that she would be allowed to touch herself. She was in need of an orgasm after the manipulations of the black egg buried in her pussy earlier. She began to furiously rub her clit with the middle fingers of her right hand. Her left hand continued to pull her pussy lips apart. Summer noticed Calvin's pace of fucking his cock in and out of her mouth had increased. She was worried that she was going to be suffocated by the big black snake, as he had called it. She tried to suck air in around his cock as well as breathing as deeply as she could through her nose. She was beginning to get lightheaded from the cock buried in her mouth and her lack of oxygen. Calvin could not wait much longer, as he had to get to a meeting with his staff to discuss the cleanup of the football stadium after the game tonight. He needed to come and this slut teacher was his depository. He pulled back out of her mouth, allowing only his cock head to remain inside Summer's mouth. He fucked his cock quicker, utilizing the friction of her lips and tongue until he was right at the edge of orgasm. He looked down to Summer vigorously rubbing her clit, and that was all that it took to bring him over the edge. Her tongue had touched him in the right place at preciously the right moment, and his cock erupted in the teacher's mouth. Her forced his cock back into her mouth and shot his load against the back of her throat. Summer felt the first eruption in her mouth and her body immediately erupted in orgasm. Her body rocked in orgasm while Calvin continued to fuck his cock in and out of her mouth as his cum exploded down her throat. Summer could not believe the intensity of her orgasm, which she was finding was the case whenever she had a cock in her mouth. Calvin slid his black cock still semi-erect from the teacher's lips. He paused to let the last drop of his cum to fall on the teacher's forehead, and then he bent over to pull his underwear and pants back up. Summer remained spread on the table awaiting instructions from her janitorial master.
Okay, slut. You can get up, get dressed and get the fuck out of my office. I will call you again when I need more relief,
Calvin commanded. Summer rolled off of the desk and walked to the wall where just 15 minutes before she had displayed herself as Calvin had directed. She looked at the circles on the wall and floor and wondered to herself if other women or God forbid a student had been subjected to the dominating janitor. Summer shook off that thought and reached for her clothes. She glanced over her shirt and saw Calvin watching her. She was embarrassed now even though she had just taken his cum down her throat at his direction. It was something about the act being over and how she was now feeling repulsed by her submissiveness to this man as well as her young master. She shook her head in disbelief of her situation. Summer, with her back to Calvin, reached for her bra and thong. She held her thong while she put her arms through the straps of her beige bra. She reached between her breasts to reclasp it when she heard Calvin say,
"Turn around, slut. I want to watch you dress."
To her utter embarrassment and a resignation to her situation, Summer turned around. Under the lustful gaze of her newest tormentor, Summer clasped her bra. Next, she bent over to put on her beige thong. First her right foot, then her left were slipped into the tiny thong while bent at the waist, and then Summer pulled it to her hips. She looked down and noticed that her hose had slipped down her thighs. She pulled each hose back up her legs by grasping the wide lace tops. Satisfied that her hose was neatly back in place, Summer reached for her blue jean skirt. She suddenly remembered that she had placed the black egg in the pocket of her skirt.
She also knew that she had to reinsert the egg before she returned to the classroom just in case there was more torment in store for her from her young master's designated classroom tormentor. Summer cautiously stepped into the blue jean skirt and quickly pulled it up her legs to her hips. She held the pocket tightly, making sure that the egg did not fall out. While looking directly at Calvin, Summer slipped her arms through the sleeves of her beige, almost see-through blouse as she pulled it back over her head. She buttoned all but the top two buttons per her young master's instructions. Summer slipped the blouse shirt tail into the waistband of her skirt, buttoned up the top three buttons of the skirt. Summer made sure that everything was in order and then asked,
"Is it okay if I leave now, sir?"
"Get out, slut. Don't let the door hit you in the ass as you leave," Calvin said dismissively to his newfound slut. Summer saw the smirk on Calvin's face, and it took all of her self-control not to slap the look completely off of his face. She stored that memory to be reviewed at a later date for sure. As she left the small office, Summer made sure to close the door quietly so as not to raise any suspicions. She heard the bell ending the last period of school. She could not believe that she had been gone 50 minutes. But she realized that when she had a cock buried deep in her mouth and her pussy in orgasm, it was reasonable for her to lose track of time. Summer hurried through the maze of students as they exited their classrooms. It was Friday and they all were glad the week was over so that the weekend parties could begin. Summer remembered that she was going to have to work the ticket window tonight at Todd's direction. That meant that he had plans for her, and there was nothing that she could do about it. As she reached the stairwell door, she was met face to face with the pickup truck crew. Each of the boys' faces lit up when they saw their now favorite teacher. They held the door for the teacher and touched her as she walked by them. They stood on the lower level and watched as Summer climbed the stairs. Summer did not know why, but she slowed her ascent up the stairs. She pretended to check the time, and as she reached the first landing, she paused and then she leaned against the hand railing and raised her left foot up. She removed her red pump and shook it like she had gathered a stone somehow. She then bent over at the waist, placed her pump on the landing, and then stood up to slip her foot into the shoe. She then turned and went up to the second floor. She smiled to herself, knowing that she had given the pickup boys a show. Terry was the first to speak.
"Oh my God! Did you see her ass?"
The other three boys chimed in with, "Yes." Terry then asked if they saw the thin material of her thighs slip between her ass cheeks, and that question was met with another, "Yes." The boys giggled and fantasized all the way out into the parking lot.
"Why did I do that?"
Summer giggled to herself. She quickly slipped into the girls' bathroom there on her floor. She knew that she could not risk going back into her classroom without the egg being in place. As she hit the door, she came face to face with Melanie Hart.
"Jeez, Ms. Wayne, where have you been?"
Melanie asked. "The meeting lasted longer than I thought,"
was Summer's reply.
"Mr. Harding came by the classroom looking for you. I told him that you had been called away to a meeting, so I covered for you, Ms. Wayne, and now you owe me big time,"
Melanie said quite coolly as she looked her teacher directly in the eyes.
Summer quickly replied, "Thank you, Melanie. I appreciate you looking after my class and covering for me with Mr. Harding. I don't know how to thank you more, but to say thank you. Well, Ms. Wayne, you can start by calling me Ms. Hart from now on, no matter where we are or who is around,"
Melanie quickly replied.
"Melanie, that would be most appropriate in my classroom as I address all of my students by their first name,"
Summer answered.
"Well, Summer, it is now Ms. Hart to you," Melanie said.
As she walked out the door, two girls came out of the stalls at the same time. Melanie reached her hand out to Summer and said,
"Here, take your controller. Someone will ask you for it later today."
Summer was dumbfounded. She had been told to address one of her students as Ms. Hart, and there had been witnesses. Summer acted as if she did not know the students were there and quickly went into the farthest stall from the door. She quickly closed the door and locked it. She stifled a tear and moaned. She had to get the egg back into her pussy before she went into the classroom, as she did not dare give her young master another reason to be mad with her. Summer pulled her skirt up to her waist, pulled her thong panty crotch to the side, spread her legs wider, and then slipped the black egg quickly into her pussy. Summer noticed that the egg easily slipped inside, and she felt her pussy muscles involuntarily begin to squeeze the egg. Summer pulled her thong back in place, leaving her pussy lips on the outside of the thin material of the crotch, pushed the skirt back down, flushed the commode, and then quickly exited the stall. Summer washed her hands, dried them, and headed for her classroom. As she reached her door, she quickly glanced around and did not see any notes or other confirmation that Principal Harding had been to the classroom. Summer thought for a moment and decided against running down the possible reason for his visit to her classroom earlier. She felt that it would be best if he addressed his reasoning versus her seeking him out, as Summer felt uncomfortable with the way the principal had been looking at her earlier in the week. Summer looked at the school wall clock and saw that it was now 3 p.m. She had 30 minutes to get to the tanning salon, but the trip was only 20 minutes, so she had time to straighten up her desk. That is when she found the note in her middle desk drawer.
"Slut, take all of your slut toys, collar, leash, handcuffs, and blindfold, as we will be using them tonight. Also, give the controller to your black egg to Sandy at the tanning salon. She knows what to do with it, and you. See you at promptly 6:30 p.m. at the visitor's ticket window. Make sure you get rid of Shirley."
Signed, Master T. Summer knew that she could not afford to be late, and it was very important not to make Sandy wait. Summer remembered the last time that she was there, and what Sandy did to her with the strap-on cock. Summer prayed that that was not going to happen to her today. With all of her toys and other items packed in her school bag, Summer turned off the lights to her room, closed the door, and then locked it. She turned to her right, walked the short distance down the hall to the stairwell, and then made her way to the first floor.
She walked quickly to her car in the faculty lot, unlocked the car by her remote, opened the driver's side door, and quickly jumped into the seat. She was unaware that she was being watched by the pickup truck boys who got a great view of her panties, hose-encased legs, and the tops of her thighs. She had neglected to get into her car like a lady and was then giving a free show to anyone who was paying attention. Summer started her car, pressed the button to lower to convertible top, and then once it was in place quickly shifted the car and headed to the salon. Summer did not think about anything else but to get to the salon on time. She hurried as fast as she dared go without getting stopped by the police. She did not notice the pickup truck as it followed not too close behind, but within clear sight of the car. The boys had decided to follow their teacher to get a feel for her after-school habits. They all wanted to see more of Ms. Wayne, with Terry thinking deeper about getting his cock into her mouth, cunt and ass. Summer arrived at the tanning salon in under 20 minutes. She got out of the car and took her school bag around to the trunk. She released the trunk latch with her remote, threw the bag inside, and shut the lid. She went into the salon with only her key, vibrating egg, tanning thong, eyewear, and the vibrating egg remote. As she reached the front desk, she was greeted by someone that she did not know. Summer introduced herself and said that she had a 3:30 p.m. appointment. The young girl looked at her computer screen and saw that sure enough Ms. Wayne had an appointment. The young girl noticed that someone was to help Ms. Wayne with her nipple guards. Sandy had left a detailed message in the comments section of Summer's tanning time. Ms. Wayne, Sandy is not here right now, so I will be the one to help you get ready for your tanning session. Please go into room 7 and I will join you shortly, the attendant said. Summer was very relieved to not see Sandy there. She could use the next 20 minutes to relax and even take a nap in the bed. Summer strolled down the hallway without a care in the world for the first time today. She went into room 7 and closed the door, locking as was her general practice. She then began unbuttoning her blouse, and once completed, she hung in on the hook on the back of the door. Next came her skirt as she unclasped the top two buttons and it fell to the floor at her feet. Summer bent over, picked up the skirt, and placed it on top of her blouse on the hook on the door. Summer next unclasped her bra, slipped it off of her shoulders and down her arms. The bra then joined her skirt and blouse on the hook. Summer started rolling her thong down over her hips and then down her thighs. She turned and sat down on the chair and slipped the thong off of first one foot and then the other without first removing her red 4-inch pumps. Summer had just placed her hands on the tops of the hose on her right leg when the door to her room opened. Before she could react, as the young attendant had unlocked the door, entered the room, and had closed the door. I am here to apply your nipple protection patches. A note from Sandy said that I was supposed to do that for you because you were not able to do it properly and that you were to let me do that. The young girl said. That is okay, I can do that myself. Summer replied. Ms. Wayne, I was instructed to do this for you and that you were advised to let me do it. Came a harsher reply from the young girl. It really is not necessary for you to do it. Just hand them to me and I will do it for myself. Summer replied. You do not seem to understand, Summer. I am required to do it to you and you are required to stand here while I do it. Now stand up. The young attendant said very forcibly. The young attendant had been given very firm instructions from Sandy. The girl was not to let on that Sandy was in fact in the next room. She was also required to be a little ornery with the school teacher, as she had been told that the teacher would follow instructions quite easily. She immediately saw a change in Summer's face. The attendant watched as the stunning teacher stood up from the chair and noticed her panties still pulled around her ankles. Very nice panties, Summer. You should probably bend over and take them off. The attendant ordered. Summer bent over at the waist, feeling her breasts sway as she did so. Summer was mindful that this stranger was seeing her almost naked now that she was clad only in thigh-high hosiery and her red 4-inch heels. That's better, Summer. Now, place your hands above your head and I will apply these nipple covers on you. The attendant said. Continuing, she said. Those are nice piercings, Summer. They really make your nipples stand out. Summer closed her eyes and pretended not to hear the young girl's comment. She raised her hands above her head as she had been told to do and waited until the embarrassing ordeal of another woman's hands on her breasts was over. The young attendant reached out with both hands and grabbed both of Summer's pierced nipples. She gave each one a quick squeeze and twist to make sure that they were fully erect. She watched Summer's face as she did this and heard a slight moan escape between her lips. Next, she took the adhesive off of one patch and applied it to the right nipple. She took the adhesive off of the second patch and almost placed it on the left nipple, but she noticed that it was not fully erect. She reached over to give the nipple a hard tug and tweak. She held it in this position for a couple of seconds. She could see Summer biting her lower lip, so she gave the nipple another quick twist. Satisfied with the erect nipple, the attendant applied the patch to the left nipple and then said, "Okay, Summer, give me the remote controller to your egg, insert the egg, pull up your tanning thong and get into the bed. You have a full 20-minute session today, so let's get started." The young attendant held out her hand and waited for Summer to retrieve the egg as well as the controller from the pocket of her skirt. Summer handed the remote to the young girl and then waited for her to leave. The young girl just stood there until Summer realized that she was waiting for her to insert the egg. Not wanting to prolong this new humiliation, Summer spread her legs slightly, lowered her right hand that contained the egg and slowly pressed it against the entrance to her sopping wet pussy. Once inserted, Summer asked, "Can I take off my hose and heels now?" "Yes, you can, Summer, but stop wasting time," the young clerk said. Summer sat back down on the chair once again and then slipped off her heels. Next, she rolled each nylon off of her legs until all she had on was her slut ankle bracelet that could not be removed. She grabbed the thin strips of the sides of her tanning thong and slipped each foot into the thong.
Summer then stood up and pulled the thong up her legs until it fit snugly around her hips. Summer made sure that the straps of the thong lay along the already visible tan line that was forming after only 1 week of tanning.
"All right, Summer, here is your protective eyewear. Lay down in the bed and then I will get your headphones,"
the attendant said. Summer slipped into the bed, which was cold to her skin. She could feel her covered nipples begin to harden even more due to her body's reaction to the cold. She put the eyewear over her eyes and waited until the attendant slipped the headphones onto her ears. Next, the attendant pulled the top of the bed down to its lowest position. She then turned on the player, and the voice of Summer's young master started flowing through the headphones. Summer had hoped that some form of soothing music would be playing, but she was disappointed to hear her young master's voice. As the attendant turned to leave the room, she hit the switch on the remote controller, and the egg buried in Summer's pussy sprung to life. Summer was happy that the vibration level was low, which might make her 20 minutes in the bed that much more enjoyable. When the attendant closed the door, Summer was startled by the tanning bed coming to life and her body was almost immediately warmed by the intense rays of the bulbs. The attendant walked to the adjoining room and handed the remote to Sandy. She watched as Sandy increased the vibration level on the remote. The attendant wondered what the situation between Sandy and the sexy teacher in the tanning bed was. But her shift was over and she headed out of the back door of the salon. Sandy's instructions from her young master was to bring Summer to multiple orgasms as she tanned. The orgasms would be intensified by the recording that would be playing over and over into Summer's ears that told her how she was becoming a good slut, but she needed more work. Summer was told that this weekend would be all about her continuing to be subjected to instructions, directions and erotic situations to please her young master. Todd's specific plans for his teacher slut were not revealed to Summer during her 20-minute tanning session, but suffice it to say that by the time her session was over, she had had 4 orgasms and her mind was more accepting of her subservient role to her young master. As Summer raised the top of her bed, she was joined in the room by Sandy. Summer recalled how Sandy had fucked her with the large strap-on cock earlier in the week. She was hopeful that she would not be subjected to more humiliation at the hands of this large, black athletic woman. Sandy was dressed quite comfortably in blue jeans and a tank top. Summer could see the outline of her erect nipples, which meant that Sandy was not wearing a bra. As Summer rose from the bed, she heard Sandy speak.
"I am to remind you that you are to be in the visitor ticket booth no later than 6:30 p.m., and you must make sure to leave immediately,"
Sandy said.
"I understand what I am supposed to do, Sandy,"
Summer tersely replied.
"Kind of uppity, aren't you, a slut? Well, if I were you, I would make sure that I was there early enough to ensure that Shirley leaves,"
Sandy hissed. Summer did not reply, but stood before the athletic woman waiting for the inevitable instructions that would lead to more humiliation. Sandy continued.
"It is now 4 p.m., so you have 2.5 hours to think about your evening with your master. But right this minute, you are going to entertain me by having an orgasm while I watch. You may take the patches off of your nipples so that you can stimulate them to assist you in achieving the orgasm, but you may not use any other device except for the egg in your pussy, for which I have the controller,"
Sandy said with an evil grin.
"Please, Sandy, don't make me do that,"
Summer pleaded.
"Slut, I do not have any patience today. Get busy and bring yourself to orgasm. Or, if you want me to, I can get my black strap-on cock and fuck the shit out of you. Your choice,"
the athletic black woman said. Here she was again, Summer thought to herself. She continued to be amazed at the situations that she got caught in all because she sent that damn picture in response to an inquiry to her ad.
"Why did I place that?"
Summer thought again to herself. Summer reached up with both hands and removed the nipple covers and felt her nipples react to the cool air caressing each one. She spread her legs and began lowering her right hand down her abdomen to the material of her black tanning thong between her legs. She felt the wetness of the thin strip of material of the crotch of the thong, which was pulled between her pierced pussy lips. As her finger found her clit, she felt the egg jump to life. Summer quickly sucked in some air as the vibrator activity both startled and pleased her at the same time. She felt the egg vibrating against the side walls of her pussy. Summer felt her pussy muscles begin to contract in an effort to squeeze the egg and hold it in place.
"Squeeze your nipples, slut,"
Sandy ordered. Summer stopped rubbing her clit and took each pierced nipple between her thumb and index finger. Summer started by softly squeezing each nipple. The vibrations of the egg inside her pussy increased once again. With each increase in intensity, Summer's manipulation of her nipples became stronger. Under the manipulations of the athletic black woman, Summer's body began to move towards the inevitable orgasm. The more she was humiliated, the stronger the urge to come was for her now. Just being made to pull and twist her nipples in the tanning bedroom at Sandy's direction was humiliation enough to take her to the edge of orgasm. Then the vibrating egg stopped.
"Okay, slut, strip off that thong, turn the chair around and lean over it. Grab the edge of the seat, spread your legs and let me hear you come,"
Sandy directed. Summer moved to the chair and pulled it away from the wall. As instructed, she turned the chair around so that the front of the chair faced the wall. Summer hooked her thumbs in the thin side bands of her tanning thong and slowly lowered it to the floor. As the thong gathered around her ankles, she quickly stepped out of them. Summer spread her feet as far apart as she could again and then bent over the chair. In this position, Sandy could see all of Summer's private body parts. Summer's pierced pussy lips glistened with her juices. Summer's asshole was peeking back at Sandy, and she thought to herself that at some point she would use her smaller dildo on that tight orifice too. Sandy turned the vibrating egg back on and watched Summer's body react to it.
"Spread your legs more, slut,"
Sandy directed. Summer slid her bare feet outward as far as she could. This put more pressure on her calves as they began to burn because of the tightness of her legs and the lower back rest of the chair.
Reach between your legs, slut, and rub your pussy. Sandy ordered. Summer did as instructed and immediately felt the intensity of the black egg increase. Sandy played with Summer for the next 5 minutes or so, alternating between 10 and 1 on the controller. She listened as Summer began to moan and her breathing was quick. Sandy watched as Summer's fingers began to manipulate her clit more rapidly. As Summer approached orgasm, the bed next to her room shut off, so there was no other noise in the salon except for her moans and breathing. She stopped rubbing her clit when the noise of the adjacent tanning bed ceased.
Who told you that you could stop, slut?
Sandy said. Summer turned her head and looked pleading at Sandy as she whispered.
Sandy, I don't want anyone to hear me. Start rubbing your clit, slut, or I will open the door, invite our neighbor into the room and let him fuck you while I watch.
Sandy hissed. Resigned to her humiliation, Summer once again began to rub her clit. Sandy turned the controller settings for the black egg all the way up. She watched as Summer's hand became almost a blur as she rubbed her clit, hoping to achieve orgasm quickly as well as quietly. Sandy walked up to Summer and began to lightly pat each of Summer's ass cheeks. She slid one hand down the crevice between Summer's ass cheeks. Sandy's middle finger found Summer's puckered asshole. She began to slowly insert her finger into the tight hole. Sandy watched as her red painted nail disappeared into the high school English teacher's ass. Sandy slowly slid her finger all the way in as she continued to stroke Summer's ass cheek with her other hand. Sandy leaned forward and lowered her mouth. She let a small stream of spit escape between her lips and watched as it fell onto Summer's crack. Sandy withdrew her finger, rubbed it in the spit, and then reinserted her finger all the way deeply into the spread wide teacher. Summer moaned at the increased stimulation, but also because the finger did not hurt as bad because of whatever lubrication Sandy had put on her finger. Summer rocked back to meet Sandy's finger as it went deeper into her dark passageway. Sandy could feel the teacher's sphincter muscles tighten and grip her finger as she worked it deeper into Summer. Just as Sandy quickened her pace of thrusting her finger in and out of Summer's ass, the door to the adjacent room opened. Sandy knew that she would be responsible for cleaning the bed, but she also had to take the bag from the customer as she stored his bag along with many others in the counter by the front door. Sandy then said to Summer,
"Slut, I am going to leave you for a few minutes. Stay bent over this chair, keep rubbing your clit, but do not come. If you do, you will be very sorry."
Sandy immediately removed her finger from Summer's ass and then stuck it in her face.
"Slut, open your mouth and clean my finger," Sandy ordered.
Summer opened her mouth as instructed. She felt the tip of Sandy's finger slip over her lips and into her mouth. Her tongue immediately licked the finger as her lips closed around the long black digit. Summer could taste her anal juices on Sandy's finger, but it did not disgust her. Maybe it was the sheer fact that she was being made to do such a disgusting thing in a very public place that made licking the finger less disgusting. Satisfied that her finger was sufficiently cleaned, Sandy pulled it from the teacher's mouth and turned to leave the room. But first she reminded Summer that she had better not come, but she better continue to stroke her clit. Sandy exited the tanning room, left the door open and walked down the long corridor to the front desk. The gentleman was waiting on her and asked,
"Is everything okay, Sandy? I heard voices and they did not seem to be too happy. No, it is just a bitch that is giving me a hard time with the tanning she is getting. I had to put her in her place."
Sandy smiled. Summer could hear voices from the front of the store, but she could not make out what was being said. Summer continued to rub her clit, which was now fully erect, and she was edging towards the orgasm that her body now needed. Sandy busied herself at the front desk, consciously making Summer wait. She wanted her on the brink of orgasm when she walked back into the tanning room. She was going to surprise the teacher with the smaller of her personal dildos by ramming it into Summer's ass as she came. Sandy took the 1.5-inch diameter dildo out of her gym bag and used the lubricant that she always had with her. She made sure to get the instrument of sexual manipulation greased just right for the unsuspecting teacher. Sandy knew that if she brought any real harm or pain to Summer, she would pay dearly at the hands of Todd's friend Bill Fraser, who held her IOU for the gambling debts she had accumulated. Summer continued to rub her clit and strained against the chair back, hoping for better support to relieve the tension in her calves as well as her thighs. Her muscles were beginning to burn from the extended time she was being made to stay bent over the back of the chair. She supported herself with her left hand planted firmly on the seat of the chair.
"Rub that clit faster, slut, but you must ask me for permission to come,"
Sandy said to Summer as she came back into the room. Startled, Summer replied without even thinking,
"Yes, mistress."
Summer quickened her pace with her fingers now concentrating on the very tip of her clit. She clenched her pussy muscles as best she could as the egg continued to vibrate deep in her pussy. Sandy could hear Summer's breathing grow deeper and longer. Little moans of pleasure were now escaping from the teacher's mouth as it gaped open from the stimulation of her own fingers and the vibrations of the egg. Sandy knew that she was drawing ever so closer to orgasm and reminded,
"Slut begged me to let you come. Please, mistress, let me come."
Summer begged. Sandy replied,
"Louder, slut."
Summer almost screaming,
"Please let me come, mistress."
As Summer finished the S in mistress, Sandy jammed the dildo into Summer's ass. She felt Summer's body attempt to raise up to fight off the invasion of the rubber phallus, but Sandy placed her free hand on Summer's back and pressed her back down. Sandy began to work the dildo rhythmically into Summer's ass. She did not address Summer's plea as Sandy wanted to work the dildo all the way into Summer and then make her beg again.
"Let me hear you, slut,"
Sandy ordered. Summer quickly replied,
"Please, mistress. I need to come so badly. Can you feel the dildo rubbing against the vibrating egg, slut?"
Sandy asked.
"Yes, mistress,"
Summer replied.
"Does it feel good, slut?"
Sandy asked.
"Yes, mistress."
Please let me come.
Summer once again pleaded.
Reach behind, slut. Take the dildo and fuck yourself until you come, slut.
Sandy ordered. Immediately, Summer grabbed the base of the dildo with her left hand and began to pump it into her ass. She was balancing herself on the chair back bent at the waist with her stomach pressed against the chair. Her fingers began to whirl around her clit, and her dark passage began to more readily accept the invasion of the dildo. Summer's head began to swim because of the multiple points of stimulation. She grew closer and closer to orgasm when she felt two fingers being forced between her lips. Summer began to suck the fingers as if they were a cock. Now all of Summer's orifices were subjected to some form of stimulation, and she could no longer last. Her body erupted in orgasm, drenching her fingers with her juices. Her sphincter muscles grasped the dildo at its base, and she sucked Sandy's fingers deeper into her mouth. Sandy pulled her fingers from Summer's mouth and then ripped the dildo out of her ass.
Open your mouth, slut. You need to clean my dildo. I don't want your ass juices smelling up my bag.
Sandy ordered. Sandy put the tip of the dildo against Summer's lips and began to push the dildo into her mouth. Summer allowed the vile-tasting instrument to be pushed into her mouth, and her saliva glands immediately began to moisten her mouth. All the while Summer's fingers continued to massage her clit, and her pussy muscles clenched the black egg. She was able to satisfactorily clean the dildo for her tormentor as Sandy withdrew it two times to make sure that it was properly cleaned before reinserting it into the teacher's mouth, admonishing her for such a poor job of cleaning. Finally satisfied, Sandy allowed Summer to rise up from the chair. Sandy then turned Summer around and pushed her towards the wall.
Place your hands against the wall with your palms flat. Spread your legs as I am going to give you a quick massage to relax your muscles.
Sandy ordered. Summer felt her body being guided by the athletic black woman with just the lightest of pressure. She was too weak to protest and quickly achieved the instructed position. She soon felt Sandy's strong hands working her shoulders, arms, and upper back. In a couple of minutes, she felt Sandy's hands reach her lower back as they began to knead her tight, aching muscles. Next, Summer felt Sandy's hands on her ass cheeks as she massaged each cheek. Next, Sandy knelt down behind Summer and began to work her magic on Summer's upper thighs as well as her tightened hamstring muscles. Sandy completed her massage by powerfully squeezing each of Summer's aching calves. Summer was surprised by the efficiency and expertness with which Sandy massaged her body. Summer moaned in pleasure, but groaned when Sandy's hands were removed. Sandy then spoke to the spent teacher.
Slut, you only have 2 hours now until you are due to replace Shirley in the visitor ticket window at the Eagle Stadium. Your master's instructions are for you to go home, take a shower, and change into the clothing that is laid out for you on your bed.
As Sandy exited the tanning room, Summer began to quickly get dressed. She did not bother to put on her bra or thigh highs, but she did put on her thong to make sure the egg remained inside her flowing pussy. Sandy left the controller for the egg on top of her clothes. After getting dressed, Summer made her way out to her car. She opened her trunk and grabbed her school bag. She placed her bra and thigh highs in the bag and got into her car. Her school bag that contained all of the trappings of her servitude to her young master. She had her pink butt plug, white rhinestone slut collar, matching white leash, her handcuffs, and her blindfold. Summer quickly started the engine of her convertible BMW, put the car in reverse, and backed out of the salon's parking lot. Summer gunned the engine and raced home as it was about a 30-minute trip home. The school was only 15 minutes from her home, so that left her only 45 minutes to process, get dressed, drive back to school, and then make her way to the visitor ticket booth before 6:30 p.m. There was no telling what awaited Summer tonight, but she knew that she did not want to make her young master mad. Summer pulled into her garage and closed the door as she put her car in park. She raced into the house, not stopping to check the voicemail box on her kitchen desk that blinked, indicating that she had 5 new messages. She ran upstairs to find.
Chapter 18.
Summer saw the denim dress lying on her bed. Next to the dress, Summer saw the bright orange lace bra and the tiniest string thong she had ever seen. Summer saw the bright orange garter belt and black silk hose resting against her pillows. On the floor, her young master had placed her white slut 6-inch heels for her to wear with her new clothes. Summer stripped off her clothes and ran into the bathroom. She relieved herself and quickly jumped into her glass enclosed shower with the large slate tile decor. Her shower also includes a slate tile seat big enough for two people, as her husband liked to shower with her every so often. But James was not there as Summer sat on the tile seat to let the hot water run over her body. Summer did not have too much time, but she wanted to wash away all of the remnants of cum left on her by her young master and the janitor earlier today at school. Summer grabbed her Caress soap bar and began to rub it over her body. She stood up and placed her right foot on the seat, which turned her back to the shower head. The heat from the water relaxed her back as she rubbed soap on her body. Summer's hand brushed across her pussy, and she was reminded how turned on she has been all day because of the stimulations from her young master, the degradation at the hands of the school janitor, the pressure applied by Melanie Hart as she held the remote controller to the black egg, and the orgasms that Sandy forced her to endure while at the tanning salon. Summer allowed her hand to linger on her erect clit.
Funny how it is always erect now,
Summer thought to herself. Summer quickly ran a razor over her pussy mound, lips, and her asshole, making sure with a quick feel to ensure that there was no remaining stubble. Summer grabbed one of her thick Egyptian cotton towels and wrapped herself in it. She walked to her vanity and sat on her stool to reapply her makeup. She hasn't even read the note from her young master yet, but she knows instinctively that she is to apply her makeup as a slut would for her master. Summer applied extra eyeshadow and deep rouge after she had applied her very expensive foundation. She makes sure that any lines in her face are massaged away by the base. The deep rouge highlights her cheekbones and tightens up her skin. Next, Summer applied moisturizer to her legs, arms, and ass. It helps to continue to soothe her ass cheeks after her recent spankings. Once satisfied that her makeup is applied properly, or more correctly as expected, Summer gives her hair a good brushing and styles it with her favorite mouse. She then tops it off with her lighter hold hairspray. Now she feels ready to put on her clothes for the evening. Summer picked up the envelope and opened it to find the inevitable note from her young master. Slut, tonight you will be flashing your breast to anyone who buys a ticket from you. During the sales period, you will be given a $100 bill by four young men that you will not know, but who are very important to me, which means they will be important to you. You are not to give them any change back and you are to keep the money as payment for your services later tonight. At each instance upon being presented with a $100 bill, you are to drop the bill, bend over with your back to the window and make sure that you give that person a long look at that sexy ass of yours. When you stand back up, you are to give them a good look at your cleavage and make sure that the lace of your bra is visible all night to anyone that looks. At the end of halftime after your cash box has been collected, you are to go to the boys' locker room and wait for me there. Do not be late as there will be severe punishments to be applied should you not be there immediately after the end of your sales period. Make sure to bring your school bag that should contain your pink butt plug, black vibrating egg and controller, slut collar, slut leash, wrist restraints and blindfold. Master T. Summer could not believe that she was being paid $100 each by four young men for services later tonight.
What does that mean?
Summer wondered to herself. She looked at her watch and noticed the time was 5:45 p.m. Summer knew she was on a tight timeline and she had better get going. Summer picked up the orange garter belt and wrapped it around her waist. Then she took the pair of hose and carried them to the foot of her bed where she placed her foot on the cushioned bed seat that matched her bedroom furniture. Summer leaned down, slipped her foot through the rolled up hose and slowly pulled it up her legs until the wide band of the silk hose came up to her mid-thigh. Summer quickly fastened the two garters, one in front and the other down the back of her upper thigh. Summer repeated the same process on her other leg. Summer then grabbed the orange string thong and quickly slipped it up her legs. She pulled the side straps of the thong onto her hips and tried to fit the thin material of the crotch of the thong so that it covered her pussy lips. She believed that this would be a losing proposition because as soon as she took her hands away, the crotch material slipped between her pussy lips.
Great, my pussy lips will be wrapped around this thong all night and my piercings will be displayed for all to see should they look closely.
Summer mumbled to herself. Next, Summer picked up the orange lace bra and slipped her arms through the straps. She noted that it was a front clasp bra. As she tried to fasten the bra, she realized that the bra size was correct, but the cup size was AB instead of her normal C cup size. Once she successfully got the clasp fastened, Summer was almost appalled by the amount of her breasts that were left uncovered by the bra.
Oh my god, my breasts will be on full display in this thing,
Summer said out loud. Summer picked up the blue denim dress and immediately noticed the zipper that ran the full length of the front of the dress. She also noticed that the front dress opened up quite prominently because the top clasp of the zipper started just above her breasts, which made the dress have a dramatic V opening from her neck down to her cleavage, which was even more enhanced by the smaller cup size of her orange lace bra. Summer unzipped the top of the dress and stepped into it. She had a little trouble getting it to fit as it was quite snug on her hips and ass. She slowly pulled the zipper upwards until it reached the upper locking mechanism in the middle of her cleavage. Her breasts were almost on full display, and the outer edges of the lace of her orange bra were easily visible.
So, I will not have any problem showing off my cleavage or bra with this dress.
Summer mumbled to herself again. Summer slipped her feet into the 6-inch white slut heels. She felt so slutty dressed as she was. Summer wondered to herself what people will think of her, but she did not have time to dwell on it as she was running close to the time to leave so that she could be at the visitor ticket booth by 6:30 p.m. Summer walked into the bathroom to give herself a once-over to make sure that her makeup was satisfactory, which is when she was struck by the woman looking back at her from the full-length mirror on the bathroom wall. Summer could not believe her transformation from a mother and teacher to the slut looking back at her in the mirror. Summer could see the outline of her new orange garter belt pressed against the tight material of the blue denim dress. The zipper, though closed at the top, did nothing to hide her cleavage. More matter-of-factly, it only enhanced her breasts. The lace of the orange bra was clearly visible as the material of the dress plunged to meet the top of the zipper. The hem of the dress came just below the wide lace top of her stockings. Standing there in her white slut heels created a sense of alarm for Summer because anyone could mistake her for the slut her young master was making her into. Summer still did not know how to get out of the situation, but she dare not risk causing Master T to become angry with her. He might release all of the photos he had taken of her, thus killing her career, marriage and life as she knew it. Worse yet, her young master had reached out to her two sons and had implied that he would ruin her relationship with her children with the smallest of misstep on her part. Summer also did not want to experience another paddling session like the one administered by Todd and Bill Fraser this week. Satisfied that she should please Master T, Summer gathered her purse and remembered that her school bag, containing all of her required items, was in the trunk of her car. She carefully walked down the stairs and through the kitchen without once again noticing the message light on her recorder indicating numerous messages. Summer slipped into the front seat of her convertible BMW, cranked it up, raised the top to prevent her hair from getting too windblown on the drive to school and reversed down her driveway. Summer was grateful that she did not meet the eyes of Mr. Johnson, her lecherous neighbor, because she could not stand the thought of him leaning in her window again to gawk at her breasts and legs. Summer put her car in drive and headed straight for school. At the first traffic light, a pickup truck pulled up beside her on the passenger side of her car. The windows of the truck were closed and tinted so Summer could not see that Terry and his friends were gazing directly down into her car. The boys could easily see the slit at the hemline of Ms. Wayne's dress and how it gaped open, revealing the tops of her hose. The hem of the dress had ridden up unbeknownst to Summer, and the boys were straining to get a peek between her legs. They could make out the orange straps of her garter belt, and they could clearly see the lace of her orange bra, which was not fully covered by the deep V of her dress. The light changed, and Summer hit the accelerator to rapidly pull away from the light as well as the pickup. Terry fell in line behind the teacher's car and followed her to the school. The boys were all surprised that this sexy teacher, dressed as she was, actually pulled into the reserved parking entrance. "Oh man, she is going to the game," Terry said to his passengers. As Summer pulled up to the entrance to the reserved parking, she saw the familiar face of the policeman who had given her a search only a couple of days ago. As she pulled up to the gate, Summer dug her teacher ID out of her purse and waved it at the officer. Her gesture was met with a very authoritative stop signal by the officer. Summer saw the officer give her the circular motion, meaning that she should roll down her window. Summer pressed the automatic button for her driver's side window and lowered it about halfway. Summer recognized Sergeant Bill Owens immediately and remembered her treatment by him and his partner this past Monday on her way to her tanning salon session. The officer did not immediately recognize Summer, but when he looked closely at her badge, he quickly remembered.
"Oh, hello, Ms. Wayne. How have you been?" Sergeant Owens asked.
Summer looked up to see that he had placed his left hand against the top of her car, and he was gazing through her window. She felt his eyes looking first at her breasts, and then watched as they moved down her body to her legs. Summer casually looked down, and was shocked when she saw that the hem of her denim dress was up over the tops of her hose and the straps holding the clasps of her orange garter belt were clearly visible.
"Now where are you going, Ms. Wayne, dressed the way you are? I am not sure that you are dressed appropriately to be around young men, much less older men like me,"
Sergeant Owens said through his smirk.
"Sergeant Owens, good to see you again. But I am a little late and I have to get in the lot because I am supposed to be at the ticket booth in 10 minutes.
Summer said.
"Well, be careful that you don't get accosted by all of these hormonal-driven boys tonight, Ms. Wayne. But if you do, you know where to find me," said the leering police officer. He had to wave Summer through because he was creating a backup on the street and he was not helping to control traffic, which was his job through the first quarter of the game.
"I cannot wait until tonight when I will have a little fun with her in Todd's newest contraption," he thought to himself as he ran his hand over the folded $100 bill in his front pants pocket and remembered how the last time went with that slut Melanie Hart. Summer pulled away from the smiling Sergeant Owens and quickly found a parking space.
"Damn, this is too far for me to walk in these shoes," Summer said to herself. As Summer exited the car, she was unable to be ladylike at all because of the tightness of the dress, the low seat of her convertible, and the tall white heels. She flashed a good view of her legs as well as her panties to a group of visiting parents as they walked towards the stadium. Summer leaned back into her car to retrieve her purse, giving the same group of parents quite a show of her ass and back of her legs displayed below the hem of her dress. Summer walked as best she could to the back of her car, opened the trunk, and bent over to retrieve her school bag. Terry and his friends from the pickup truck had rushed to the reserved parking lot and had just walked around a large SUV to see their now favorite teacher leaning into the trunk of her car. The boys let out an audible whistle as they were able to not only see the tops of the teacher's hose, but they could see the straps of the garter belt that held the hose in place. Summer continued to lean into the trunk as she did a quick inventory of the bag and was relieved to find all of her required items. Summer's inventory gave the boys a longer peek at her legs. The hem of her dress inched steadily upward and the boys could now see the bottom of her ass so that they could just make out a thin strip of orange sliding between her ass cheeks. Summer slammed the trunk lid shut, closed the car door, and then locked her car. She turned to her left and headed for the visitor side of the stadium with boys rubbing their semi-hard cocks through their jeans. Summer was not paying attention to the looks she was receiving as she was concentrating on not falling over because of the heels. She wondered how a stripper could dance in heels this tall. Terry and his three friends were watching as Summer crossed the parking lot. When she was far enough ahead, they began to follow her as she crossed the lot and made her way to the ticket booth.
"Hi Shirley, I have come to relieve you," Summer said as she walked up to the window.
"Summer, I did not know you were relieving me tonight. I had been told that I would run this booth until I was relieved, but I did not know it was you. I would have planned to stay here with you," Shirley said with a smile. Shirley was remembering her time with Summer the beginning of the week when she had been able to massage the English teacher's breasts, as well as being able to play with those new piercings. Shirley unlocked the door to the booth, and when Summer walked through the door, Shirley could feel a rush come over her body in a way she had not experienced in a very long time. After her husband had passed, she had basically been a recluse after school. Now seeing this sexy teacher, she understood why the principal followed her every time she came into the office. Summer looked at her watch and saw that it was almost 6:30 p.m. She did not know when, but she suspected that one of her future tormentors would be by the booth to get his quick view of his prey. Summer just hoped that it would not be someone she knew and was very hopeful that it was not a current student.
"I will just stay and help you, Summer," Shirley said with a little twinkle in her eyes.
"Oh no, I would not think of it, Shirley. My husband is out of town, so I don't have anything else to do. I do not mind filling in for you," Summer quickly said. Summer reached down under the counter, fished out Shirley's purse and handed it to her. Summer placed her school bag and her purse where Shirley's had been. Though the booth was small, Shirley was far enough away to get a great view of the English teacher's ass, and she could just make out the lines formed from the garter belt.
"Wow, Summer, where are you going dressed like that tonight? You look like you are a 25-year-old on the make for men. Shirley said with a little jab in Summer's rib. I am meeting some girlfriends at a bar. I am going to watch them dance and generally make fools of themselves. I just felt like dressing up to match those wild women. Summer replied, trying to force the administrative assistant to the principal out the door. Summer held it open, pressed her hand in the back of Shirley's shoulder, and ushered her out the door. Summer quickly locked the door and turned to help her first visitor. Mr. Harding will be by to pick up the cash box right after the end of the second quarter. Shirley said as she hurried away to look for a short line at a concession stand. There was a steady stream of people buying tickets to the game. Summer was amazed at the amount of money she was accumulating in the cash drawer. She became a little concerned when she did a quick check of the $20 bills and how much it was. She was apprehensive about being robbed. When she looked up, she came face to face with a tall young man with blonde hair and blue eyes who was holding a $100 bill through the window. He looked directly at Summer's cleavage and thrust the bill into the window and said, I need my ticket to the night's event. Summer realized that this was one of the people that Master T had written about in her note left on her bed. As Master T had promised, Summer did not recognize the young man. Summer went to put the bill in the cash drawer. However, in remembering her written instructions, Summer let out, whoops, and said, I have dropped it. Summer turned her back to the window and bent over at the waist. Her white 6-inch heels made her legs look very long. The hem of her dress rode up above the tops of her hose, and the young man could clearly see the fasteners to the hose on each of the teacher's legs. Summer paused a little, raised her hands to her breasts, pulled the top of the dress outward, and with her palms pressed her breasts together raised upright. When she turned around, Summer felt like she had accomplished what she had been directed to do. The young man's eyes were glued to her breasts and cleavage. She demurely glanced down and saw that he had quite a good view of her cleavage as well as the outlace edges of her bra. Summer handed the young man his ticket, and her gaze was met with him saying, keep the change, sexy. Summer watched as the young man walked away. She was brought back to reality by a hem from a man and his wife. Summer saw the man and woman look from her eyes down to her breasts, and then back up to her eyes. Summer asked, how many tickets? And the man said, 4. Summer was startled when she took the payment from the man and noticed that it was a $100 bill. Oh my God, is he one of the men too? Summer thought to herself. She could not take a chance on it being one of the men and not doing as she had been directed. Summer let out another whoops and said, I dropped your money. Summer turned around, bent over at the waist, and paused to make sure that the man got a good view of her ass as well as the hem of her dress riding up. She then went through the same procedure to press her breasts up and to pull the dress open to show the lace of her bra. Satisfied that she had given the man ample time to gawk at her, Summer rose back up and watched as the man's face froze in a gaze as her orange bra pressed her breasts together, creating a tight cleavage for him to see. Claude, what is the matter with you? Get your change and tickets so we can get away from this slut, said the man's wife. Summer was now quite embarrassed as the man was just an innocent bystander caught up in her master/slave situation. She counted out the appropriate change from the $100 bill and handed both the change as well as the 4 tickets to the still gawking parent. Summer slipped the young man's $100 bill in her side pocket while sliding the Claude's bill into the cash drawer. Summer was rushed for the next 15 minutes as a steady stream of parents and students from the visitors team filed into the stadium. She thought that maybe her ordeal would not happen as Master T had planned. But Summer was wrong. A short young man with dark wavy hair, brown eyes, and very broad shoulders approached the ticket window. He had been watching the woman in the booth and had been able to see some of her treasures as she worked with the visiting parents as well as students to sell tickets. Todd had been right. This woman was very sexy. He did not know who she was, but if Todd said that she was submissive and was under his total control, he had no reason not to believe him. Summer watched as the dark-haired man approached the booth. When she saw that in his hand he held a crisp $100 bill, she knew that this was number 2 of her 4 evening tormentors. The young man spoke. I need my ticket to the night's event. Summer reached out and took the bill from the young man's hand. He held onto the bill, not allowing Summer to take it from him. He leaned in and said, you are very sexy. I hope that you are ready to please me. The man let go of the $100 bill and Summer dutifully dropped it, turned around, bent at her waist, and gave the young man the view she was required to do for him. As she started to rise, she heard him speak. Not yet, pull your hem up and let me see your ass. Summer looked around at him and said, I cannot do that here. Too many people coming up might see me, and that was not part of my instructions. Do it right now, slut. The young man forcibly said, without anyone there to protect her and Master T not being clear in exactly what was required of her, Summer reached around and pulled the hem of the back of her dress up over her hips for only a moment, and then pulled it back down as she stood to meet the eyes of her newest tormentor. She saw him gaze at her breasts and knew that he liked the view. Summer handed him his ticket and pushed the $100 bill into her side pocket. Okay, slut, I will see you after a while. The young man said as he walked away. Summer went back to selling tickets to a steady stream of visitors to the game. It was almost 7:15 p.m., 15 minutes before kickoff, when the steady stream of visitors became a trickle of people. Right then a red-headed medium-built young man walked up to the ticket booth and handed over a $100 bill. I need my ticket to the night's event, please. Summer looked up at the young man, smiled, and quickly dropped the bill. Once again Summer said, oops, I dropped your money. As before, Summer spun around with her back to the window, bent over at the waist, and felt the hem of dress creep up past the tops of her hose. She paused long enough to give the man a good view of her ass. She cupped her breasts, pressed them together, pulled at the lace trim of the bra, and then stood up. The look on his face told Summer that she had done as she had been directed and met the approval of this, the third tormentor for the evening. Summer handed him his ticket and tucked his $100 bill into her side pocket. Summer's evening then slowed down to a very small trickle of fans coming into the stadium. She could hear loud cheers every so often from the stadium, and over the loudspeaker she could hear that the Eagles had scored a couple of times. Her night rolled into the middle of the second quarter. She was startled when four boys that she knew walked up to the booth from inside the stadium. The back of the booth had a door that apparently was not locked. Summer was now jammed into the booth with four teenage boys that she recognized as Terry and his crew from school, as well as from a pickup truck one day. "Gee, Ms. Wayne, you look great tonight. Where are you going dressed like that, and can we go with you?" Terry asked. Summer did not really know any of the boys, but she knew Terry from the drama team when he had been in a state drama meet. He had left the group shortly thereafter because he had to get a job to pay for his new truck. "Hi, guys. I am just finishing up with my ticket sales responsibilities, and then I am off to meet friends," Summer replied without addressing the second part of Terry's question. "Well, you do look great, and it is nice to see you not during the day at school," was Terry's reply. Summer turned slightly to look at the boys who had invaded the booth. She saw how they were giving her long looks up and down her body. Summer remembered how tight the dress fit her ass and could only imagine what these boys were thinking as they saw the straps of her garter belt pressed tightly against the fabric of her dress. When Summer turned to look at the boys, each was given a great side profile of the English teacher's cleavage pressed tightly by the firm-fitting dress, as well as the deep V ending deep into her cleavage. They could see the edges of the orange lace bra, and each wondered what color panties their new favorite teacher was wearing. Terry was the most forward of the group and whispered to the teacher, "We love to stop by your car on the road. We could see straight down into your car like tonight. We love the way you were showing us your legs, hose and garter belt, Ms. Wayne." Summer then remembered the red light and the pickup truck in the lane beside her. She remembered how the hem of the dress had ridden up, and anyone looking could see all the way up to the tops of her hose to see the orange straps of her garter belt. "Thanks, Terry. But you guys need to leave this booth because you are not supposed to be in here," Summer said. Terry leaned closer to the teacher, and his hand brushed Summer's hip as he placed his elbow on the countertop. Terry then said, "Ms. Wayne, we were wondering if you might like to go for a ride with us in my new pickup truck to the old mill pond. We go there on Sunday afternoons to smoke pot, chill, and make out with girls. Terry, that would be most inappropriate as I am a teacher, and it is not proper for me to do those sorts of things with students. And besides, I am old enough to be your mother," Summer said, hoping that her joking manner would end the situation. "I told you that you would be in trouble with the hormonal boys, Ms. Wayne," said Sergeant Owens. The startled group of four boys and the teacher looked up to see the officer standing at the window. No one was sure how long he had been there, but he made the boys uncomfortable. "Okay, Ms. Wayne, see you Monday at school," they all said in unison. "Oh goodness, thank you, Sergeant Owens," Summer said as she looked up at the officer. "You are welcome, Summer. You owe me for the rescue, though," came Owens' reply. "I am not sure what you mean by owing you, but thanks for the rescue," Summer said. "Well, how about my ticket for the night's event then, slut?" Owens said as he flashed the crisp, but folded $100 bill. "Oh God, you are the fourth person, Sergeant Owens," Summer asked. "Yes, I am, slut, so give me my ticket," Sergeant Owens ordered. Summer took the $100 bill from the officer's big hand and casually dropped it on the floor. Then Summer repeated the rehearsed line. "Oops, I dropped your money." Summer spun around and bent over at the waist. She paused to make sure that the officer got a long look at her ass. She once again pressed her breasts together, pulled at the lace edges of her orange bra, and raised up. She turned towards the officer, whose body completely filled the window of the ticket booth. "That is a very nice view, slut. Now unzip your dress and let me see the rest of you," Sergeant Owens ordered. "Sergeant Owens, please do not make me do that here in this booth. Someone from the school or from the community may come by and see me. Please, Sergeant Owens," Summer pleaded. "The longer you delay, the more likely it will be that you are discovered. And it was my understanding that you were to do whatever you were instructed to do by the holder of the $100 bill," Sergeant Owens replied. Resigned to her fate, Summer reached up with one hand to grasp the zipper lever and with the other held the garment tightly as she slowly lowered the zipper down past her bra, past her stomach, and past the crotch of her panties. She released the zipper and held her hands at her sides while she waited for the officer's next order. "Slut, I said unzip your dress, and that means all the way. The next order from me will be to take it off if you don't do as I order you," was Sergeant Owens' reply. Summer paused momentarily as she looked around for familiar faces. Seeing no one around, Summer gripped the zipper and finished lowering it to the bottom of dress. Now Summer stood in the ticket booth with her dress completely open, exposing her body covered only by the orange lingerie to the leering police officer. "Pull it off your shoulders, back up against the back wall, spread your legs, and let me look at you, slut," Owens commanded. Because Sergeant Owens was a large man, there was almost no way anyone could see through the window. But Summer worried about being discovered by someone coming in the back door. She reached over and locked the doorknob. Summer then turned towards the commanding officer, slipped the dress off of her shoulders, spread her legs as wide as she could, and leaned back against the back wall of the ticket booth. "Very nice, slut. Give me my ticket and I will see you after halftime," Sergeant Owens said. Summer went to zip up her dress, and that action was met with a short retort. "You can do that after I get my ticket." Summer quickly handed over the required ticket to Sergeant Owens, who then spun around and walked away, leaving Summer completely exposed to anyone who happened to be walking by. She quickly zipped the dress back up just in time as the horn sounded, signaling that it was halftime. Summer quickly closed the ticket window and locked it. She reached up and drew down the black shade, which indicated that ticket sales were closed. Anyone coming in at halftime or later could go into the game for free. Summer made sure that all the cash was counted, neatly arranged in the cash box, and she then slid the remaining tickets off of the dispenser wheel, which she then slipped into the bottom of the cash box. Summer locked the cash box and placed it on the counter. She reached down and pulled both of her bags up off of the floor. Summer reached into her purse and withdrew her makeup bag. She opened her mirror and looked at her face. Surprisingly, her makeup was still in pretty condition. She touched up her makeup to be sure to please her young master. She reapplied her slut red lipstick and then placed her makeup bag back into her purse. Now all she had to do was wait for Principal Harding to come and collect the cash drawer. Summer watched the hands on her watch creep ever so slowly. She began to get uncomfortable in the booth because there was no air circulation. Her thighs were pressed together as she had to use the bathroom, and because the last instruction had had the effect of turning her on, knowing that she was being ordered to do something in such a public place. Both things had caused a little sweat begin to form on her hot flesh. Also, with the bra pressing her breasts together, there was a small streak of sweat running down her cleavage. Thankfully, there was the knock on the door that she needed to hear. But Summer found herself dreading opening the door because of the look she was sure to get from the principal. "Who is there?" Summer asked. "It is Principal Harding Shirley," came the reply. Summer opened the door and saw the look of surprise as well as one of lust when the principal's eyes went from hers down her body, focusing on her breasts that were pressed tightly together by the small cupped bra. Harding saw the long soft cleavage revealed by his English department head's tight denim dress that zipped all the way down the front. He focused on the V formed by the dress, highlighting Summer's beautiful, tan breasts. "My, this is a pleasant surprise, Ms. Wayne, as I was expecting to find Shirley in here," the startled principal said. "Well, Mr. Harding, it was really my evening to do it, but I had asked Shirley to cover for me about 2 weeks ago. But my schedule conflict worked out and I decided to spell her," said Summer. The principal continued, "Well, if I had known you here dressed as you are, I would have been down here helping you. You look great." "Thank you, Mr. Harding. I am heading off to meet some of my girlfriends as we celebrate one of their birthdays," Summer hurriedly said. "Well, if I had the opportunity, I would follow you there to make sure that you don't get into too much trouble. The way you are dressed spells trouble with that capital T, Ms. Wayne," the principal said. Harding reached past the teacher, rubbing her breasts with his arm as he grabbed the cash box. As he brought it back, he paused ever so slightly against the English teacher's breasts. Summer moved only slightly away from her boss' arm, which indicated to Harding that he could linger against her chest. Finally, Harding pulled the box away and then said with a wink, "Go and have a good time, Ms. Wayne. Call me if you get into trouble." Summer felt a surge of embarrassment as well as an overwhelming desire to please her dominant boss. Harding always evoked an air of superiority whenever she was in his presence. Summer could see how he had been successful in climbing the educational ladder. He always ran a tight ship at school, and he had a unique way of having the staff buy into his programs as well as the direction he thought best for the school. Summer had always felt something towards Harding, but now her body was reacting to her developing submissive nature that her young master had helped her to realize as well as embrace. Summer followed Harding out of the ticket booth, and as Harding turned right, she turned left to exit the stadium facility. Summer walked purposefully, but cautiously as she made her way across the parking lot. She had to weave through the poorly arranged cars, which made her steps in the 6-inch white sled heels that much more difficult. As she drew closer to the entrance to the gymnasium, a sense of dread came over her. Summer knew that she was going to be subjected to an evening of domination as well as submission to her young master as well as the 4 men that she had been required to give tickets to the evening's event. What set her off more was the fact that Sergeant Owens was one of the 4 men. Summer wondered how Master T knew the officer. She did not concentrate on the 3 other young men as she just figured that they were friends of Master T. Summer swiped her identification card to enter the gym. She wondered how the group would gain interest to the building, but that was not her issue. Summer had to find her way to the boys' locker room without being detected. Fortunately, the hallways were quiet and dimly lit to lower energy costs for the school district. The only sounds she heard were those from the clicking of her 6-inch white slut heels as she walked briskly down the hallway. As Summer's hand touched the boys' locker room door, her brain remembered the scene just last night watching William Demps have sex with Marcia, the young cheerleader who believed that she was going through an initiation, while Melanie Hart urged him on. Summer remembered watching Melanie on her knees as she took William's large cock, ensuring that he was primed when he entered Marcia. As she pushed in the door, Summer was surprised to find that the interior of the locker room was illuminated by all of the lights being turned on, and a large poster board taped above locker 447, which was where she started last night. The poster board read, "This is my submissive slave slut English teacher. My slut is to stand here and strip. My slut is to only leave on her garter belt white slut heels and orange thong, which will be pulled up inside her slut cunt. Fasten your slut collar around your neck. Attach your slut leash to the collar. Insert pink butt plug in your slut ass. Insert black egg into your slut cunt. Put blindfold over eyes. Place the handcuffs on your wrists. Get down on your knees facing away from locker. Raise your arms above your head and leave them there. Wait exactly the way I have told you right here until I arrive." Summer just stood there looking at the sign. The first line brought a sense of reality to her. She was face to face with written evidence that she indeed was a submissive slut to her high school master, and she had no alternative but to succumb to his demands. Oddly, Summer thought to herself, she was completely at ease with her submission. Her only concerns were being seen by someone other than her young master or his friends and her family finding out about her new lifestyle. Faced with a possible all-night gangbang, Summer thought it best to go into the bathroom and relieve herself. She walked across the tile floor, her heels clicking on the floor echoed throughout the locker room. Summer found the stall area, went into the first stall, closed the door, unzipped her dress completely, slid her thong down her legs and sat on the commode seat. While she sat there, Summer contemplated her life changes in just over a week. Summer had answered that reply in her online profile on a lonely Thursday night, by sending the wrong picture that showed not only the big black dildo she was pumping into her pussy, but also a clear view of her face. The recipient of the email had been a high school senior, Todd Spillers. He had taken complete control of her by accumulating pictures, videos, and had subjected her to various instances of degradation as well as submission at the hands of others. Her young master had had each of her nipples pierced with gold barbell-type piercings. Both of her pussy lips had been pierced with rings, and he had had her ear pierced with a loop that had three red beads signifying that she was his property. Each of her piercings would have to be cut off because the piercing specialist, Marcos, had made sure that the piercings could not be removed by Summer. Additionally, her master T had had an ankle bracelet permanently placed on her left leg which she was to never take off. Now here she was peeing as well as pooping in the boys' locker room bathroom. She completed relieving herself and then Summer walked to the sink, washed her hands and then used wet paper towels to wash her pussy as well as her ass. Carrying her dress draped over her arm, Summer walked back into the locker room area to locker 447. Summer could hear her footsteps echo in the room as her 6-inch white slut heels made a distinctive click on the tile floor. Summer placed her dress in the locker and then reached between her breasts to unclasp the orange lace bra. As the bra was pulled from her breasts, Summer's nipples reacted to the cool air in the locker room and stiffened immediately. Her erect nipples were accentuated by her piercings that made her nipples always stand out, but the cool air made them stiffen even more. The bra joined her dress in the locker. Summer reached inside her school bag to withdraw her pink butt plug, black vibrating egg, white rhinestone slut collar, handcuffs, blindfold, and her white slut leash. Summer placed her right foot up onto the bench in front of locker 447 and slowly inserted the pink butt plug into her pussy. She had decided that her pussy juices would be sufficient lubrication for the insertion of the plug. Summer was not surprised that her pussy juices were already flowing and she quickly fucked the butt plug deeply into her pussy. Summer pulled the plug out of her pussy and placed her right foot back on the floor. Summer spread her feet wide, pulled the string thong to the side, placed the tip of the butt plug against her asshole, bent forward placing the palm of her left hand on the bench top, and slowly fucked the butt plug into her ass. It took some effort, but in short order Summer had successfully inserted the butt plug. Summer had a feeling of fullness whenever the plug was in her ass. But this time, given the circumstances as well as the location, her senses were even more in tune with her compliance. Summer reached down, took the black vibrating egg and quickly inserted it into her ever-moistening pussy. Summer pushed the device deep inside her pussy until she could feel it rub against the butt plug buried deep in her ass. Summer made sure that the rubber-coated receiving wire was extended out of her pussy, and then she pulled the side straps of her orange lace thong upwards ensuring that the small strip of material of the crotch was slipped between her pussy lips further securing the devices in her body holes. Summer knew that she probably only had a few minutes before her young master and his friends would be arriving into the locker room. Summer fastened her white rhinestone collar around her neck and then attached the leash that matched her slut collar. Next, Summer placed the blindfold on her head, but not covering her eyes. She had to fasten the handcuffs on her wrists, and she would need her eyes to ensure that the cuffs were locked properly. Clothed only with the orange garter belt, hose, orange lace string thong, white 6-inch slut heels, Summer slipped the fur-lined handcuff onto her left wrist and clicked into place. Next, Summer slipped the cuff onto her right wrist, and after twisting her arms was able to click the cuff closed. All that remained to be in compliance with the poster board sign instructions was covering her eyes for the evening. Summer reached up with her hands locked in the cuffs and pulled the leopard print blindfold over her eyes. This blindfold was larger than normal so it covered half of her face falling almost down to her lips, but not covering them. Summer knelt down to the floor on her knees and raised her arms above her head, while waiting for her newest sexual submission as well as humiliation to happen. With her arms above her head, the cold air continued to stimulate Summer's nipples. Her nervous breathing caused her breasts to rise and fall, but her nipples remained hardened with excitement as well as anxiousness about being bound and blindfolded in the boys' locker room. Summer listened intently hoping that she would be discovered by her young master and his friends. She could not think about being discovered by another student or administrator at the school thereby wrecking her professional career and ultimately her life as she knew it. She could feel the moisture in her pussy as the muscles continued to squeeze the egg buried in her pussy. The butt plug gave her a sense of fullness as it continued its stretching of her sphincter muscles. As her arms began to tire, Summer heard the door to the locker room open. She listened intently in the hope that she was not being discovered, but was being found by her young master, which would be a relief for her. She was perplexed because she wanted to please her young master, and she did not want to be discovered by anyone else. But pleasing her young master further thrust her deeper into submission as a willing slave to her teenage master. Summer heard footsteps coming towards her across the tile floor of the locker room. There was no other sound and the person did not speak. Summer felt hands on her wrists, and she was startled by the sudden touch. She dared not to speak as she knew that she was only allowed to speak when told to do so. The hands on her arms pulled upwards further, extending her arms uncomfortably upwards. When the hands released her arms, Summer found that she could not lower them. She could feel the cloth of a bungee cord, and she realized that whoever it was had secured her arms over her head by hooking the cord through the links in the handcuffs as well as to the top of the locker. Summer was now unable to move her arms and was completely helpless. Though her legs were not restrained, Summer could not risk disobeying her young master's directions by standing up. Summer realized that she was now posed directly under the poster depicting her as her young master's slut's slave. She remembered the arrows on each side of the poster pointing directly downward, which was further confirmation that Summer Wayne, high school English teacher, mother as well as a wife, is a slut and was Master T's submissive slave. Summer could hear the click of a camera, but she could not see the flash of the multiple pictures being taken of her. Each man had been allowed to bring their own camera, but it was with the understanding that no picture could be shared with anyone else or there would be problems with Todd as well as from his friend Bill Fraser. Each of the four men knew of Todd's close relationship with Bill Fraser, and each had been involved in illegal gambling games at Fraser's poker room. They knew how he treated cheaters or dead dodgers, so they dared not to tempt fate by drawing Fraser's ire for not following Todd's requirements. Summer still did not know who was in the room or how many people were there. She knew that at least five people could be coming to participate in her degradation, but she was hopeful that that was all that her young master had included in his plans for the evening.
Slut, you have pleased me. I am glad that you did as instructed, as I would have been disappointed if you had not and embarrassed me in front of my friends.
Summer heard the welcomed, but domineering voice of her young master.
Thank you, Master T,
was Summer's only reply, speaking to the four men that he had included in his gangbang party for his slut.
Did you bring your lab test results?
Each of the men gave Todd a copy of their lab results. It had been Todd's requirement that they bring proof that they were disease-free, as it was important to him to keep his slut clean when sharing her. He wanted her to crave cock and serving men, but he wanted to keep her body free from disease. Though she did not hear, Bill Fraser had required each of this week's participants to be clean the night she was gang-fucked in his store. The experience that she had had in the glory hole booth had also been arranged for clean men for her to suck while there. Summer was both relieved that she was being protected by her young master, as well as thankful for his thoughtfulness. But on the other hand, she was going to be the source of pleasure for his friends. At that moment, the vibrating egg in her pussy jumped to life. Todd skipped the preliminary low-level stimulations and went immediately to 10 on the controller. Summer's pussy immediately reacted by grasping at the egg as its stimulations forced the butt plug in her ass to be manipulated by the vibrating egg. Her body was on full stimulation as she felt hands on her breasts as they were being squeezed, pulled, and her nipples were being twisted by multiple hands. Summer felt a hand on the back of her head as she was being drawn forward until she felt the tip of a cock against her lips. Summer knew what was expected. She immediately let the cock slip into her mouth and massaged it with her tongue as she sucked it as it was forced deeper into her mouth. Nick's hand grasped the back of her head tighter by wrapping his fingers in her hair, using his grip to force her mouth further down his shaft. Nick kept his pubic area closely clipped, but not fully shaven because his outdoor work created an uncomfortable situation as he sweated. Nick was a blonde, blue-eyed, nice-looking young man. He had befriended Todd the previous summer when his construction crew had finished installing the infinity pool in Todd's family's backyard. They had shared several beers as well as Melanie Hart over the course of the month of construction. Nick had been in the military, having served 3 tours in Iraq, and had taken advantage of the VA program for educational benefits, earning a degree in landscape architecture. Just as Summer got into a rhythm with Nick's stiff 7-inch, pretty thick cock, it was pulled from her mouth with a stream of saliva trailing as it slipped past her lips. But her mouth was only empty for seconds as Will's cock slipped past her lips. Will was not as gentle as Nick, and Summer guessed that it was the more vocal of the 4 ticket purchasers earlier when he had made her pull the hem of her dress up to show her ass to him as she was bent over in the ticket booth. This cock was not as thick as the first cock, but it was much longer. The bulbous head, which was shaped like a mushroom, slipped easily to the back of her throat. The man moved her head back just a little, which allowed the head to slip into her throat. Will's cock went fully down Summer's throat, and Summer felt the man's pelvic bone pressed against her nose, but there was no mound of pubic hair, which Summer liked. Summer found it easier to tilt her head back on her own to allow the man an easier path. Will's favorite sex act was burying his 9 slim inches deep in an ass. He preferred a woman, but he had assisted Bill Fraser several times in fucking a man's ass while tied to a seat in his theater to teach the man a lesson. Just as Summer got into a rhythm with this cock, Will pulled it from her mouth abruptly, but his was replaced by a shorter, but much thicker cock. Adam's cock was fully erect, but seemed to be only about 6 inches in length. Adam had been a pretty good poker player when he was in college. He had majored in calculus and had taken his analytical skills to Vegas trying the professional poker tour. Initially, he had been successful, but he found that you needed to have money to make it there, as he was playing with his money that he did not feel he could lose it. He had moved back to the area and gotten into local games where he made a fair living. At least that was until he got hooked into Bill Fraser's games. At first he won, but he found out that the games were rigged, and soon Adam was on Bill's payroll taking money from unskilled, but wealthy businessmen as they traveled to the city from all over. The girth of Adam's cock forced Summer to open her mouth as wide as she could, and it took all of her effort to keep from having her teeth dig into the cock. Adam had been part of Bill Fraser's entertainment shows in the past, where he would lie on his back and a young girl Bill had discovered would be lowered onto his thick cock while an audience bet how long it would take her to come. Adam was happy to just fill Summer's mouth and pull her head forward until her nose was pressed against his pelvis bone and into his thick red pubic bush. Adam thrust his cock fully into Summer's mouth, grabbed the back of her head with both hands, and let his cock rest at the back of her throat. Adam held it firmly in her mouth by not releasing her head. Summer's nose was pressed so tightly against Adam's pubic area that it was being crushed by the bone, which was preventing her from breathing. Summer began to struggle against Adam, but to no avail. She felt herself gasping for air and was finally able to open her mouth just far enough to get some air. Just as quickly, the thick cock was removed and replaced by a new cock. This cock was larger than the other three. Summer also knew from experience that it was bigger than Todd's in both length and thickness. The owner knew how to utilize a willing mouth by forcing his cock in and out of it to his benefit without regard for the comfort of the mouth. Summer rightly figured that the owner of this cock was Sergeant Owens, but there was no sound to indicate that she was right. After a few minutes of being face-fucked by Sergeant Owens, Summer was relieved to hear her young master's voice. "Okay, that is enough. Let's get her covered up so we can get her downstairs for the real party." Sergeant Owens' cock was immediately pulled out of her mouth, but Summer tried her best to hold on to it as long as possible. Having cocks fucked in and out of her mouth was becoming great stimulation for Summer now. In addition, the constant vibration in her pussy was bringing her closer to an orgasm. "Summer, are you getting ready to come?" she was asked by Master T.
"Yes, Master T.
I am getting very close to coming," Summer replied.
"When can you come, slut?"
Master T asked Summer.
"Master T, I can only come when you give me permission to come," Summer replied.
"Would you like to come, slut?" came Master T's reply.
"Yes, Master T," Summer said.
"Well, beg a slut," Master T replied.
"Master T, may I please come as I need it so badly?" Summer said.
"Not good enough, slut. I don't think you are really ready to come," Master T replied.
"But Master T, I am so close. Please, Master T, let me come," Summer said more pleadingly.
"Tell us who you are first," Master T said.
"Master T, I am your slut," Summer replied.
"And what will you do to be able to come, slut?" Master T asked Summer.
"Master T, I will do whatever you tell me to do. Please allow me to come," Summer replied.
"Okay, slut, you may come. But first you must stand up and spread those long legs of yours," Master T ordered. Summer quickly struggled to rise up off of the floor as none of the five men did anything to assist her. As she slowly rose, the constant vibration in her pussy continued to bring her closer to orgasm. When she had been able to rise to her feet, Summer slid her feet as far apart as possible given that she was wearing the white 6-inch slut heel and her arms were still raised above her head, though her arms were no longer being stretched by the bungee cord. Summer did not dare lower her arms as she had not been instructed to do so. The men stood only a couple of feet away from the compliant English teacher. The men did not know she was a teacher at this school except for Todd and Sergeant Owens. Summer leaned back against the wall of lockers and strained to grasp the egg tighter. In this position, the vibrating egg not only stimulated her pussy, but also her anal passageway as the vibration shook the pink but plug buried deep inside her, and it was pressed against the thin membrane separating her pussy cavity from her anal tunnel. Summer felt her body getting closer to the edge of orgasm and began to slowly move her hips upwards in an attempt to let the thin material of her thong rub more intensely on her clit. But she could not get over the hump. She moaned in frustration and tried harder to grasp the black egg. The men smiled at her predicament and began to encourage her to come. Summer heard the men calling her all kinds of vile slut names, telling her how much of a slut she was. She suddenly felt hands on her body rubbing her all over, but paying particular attention to her breasts, ass, and a hand had slipped between her ass cheeks, applying pressure on the base of the butt plug, forcing it deeper into her body. The welcome human touch of the many hands did the trick. Summer's body erupted in orgasm with her pussy squeezing the egg even harder, keeping it in place to extend the orgasmic feeling. The hands were withdrawn and she felt her hands being released from the bungee binding. Todd then said,
"Slut, we are going to wrap your body in a dark silk robe. It is one of the robes we use in your play productions. So do not fight us, relax, and we will be carrying you to our playroom."
Summer now became concerned. She had thought that her submission would be served quickly there in the locker room. But Summer realized that her submission was only beginning and that her servitude was going to be served in Todd's hidden playroom. She felt the coolness of the robe as it was wrapped around her. When Sergeant Owens was satisfied that she was sufficiently covered, he bent at the waist and Summer was pushed forward by Todd. Summer felt the push and leaned forward until her stomach rested on the man's shoulder. She felt strong hands grab the back of her thighs. Summer felt her body lifted upwards as the man stood. Summer felt the man turn and could feel him walking through the locker room. Adam was holding the locker room door open and Sergeant Owens, carrying the evening's entertainment on his shoulder, followed Todd down the hallway. The three other men fell in line behind Todd and Sergeant Owens. There was no conversation as all five men were on high alert, expecting to be discovered at any moment. Todd reached the corridor's end, which was the entrance to the school stage that hosted numerous events during the school year, which his slut teacher managed or directed. Todd knew about the old trap door that had been used years ago, but had been abandoned as a way to enhance performances. Todd reached down, pulled back the rubber mat that covered the door. Summer heard a latch being pulled and then twisted it to unlock the door. Todd pulled the door upwards and clicked on his flashlight. Todd was the first down the hidden stairwell and found the switch that allowed the room to be illuminated for safety as well as for his private use. He had taken several unsuspecting schoolgirls down these steps and had been successful in using the area for his personal enjoyment, as well as his friends. This is where Melanie was introduced to her first gangbang with several members of the football team, which had turned her into his slut after she saw all of the pictures as well as the video of the event. Melanie could not allow her mother to find out about her indiscretion as well as her enjoyment of multiple cocks all at once. Sergeant Owens had little trouble navigating the stairwell with Summer balanced on his shoulder. There was a handrail for assisting in balancing as he descended the stairs. Summer felt herself going downstairs, but she did not know where in the gym there were stairs that went down to a lower level. As the last of the five men, Will pulled the drawstring as he stepped down the stairs, which closed the door behind him. Now Todd was comfortable that the risk of discovery was very low. Nick carried all of Summer's clothes, her school bag, her purse and the slut sign she had knelt under as they took pictures of her. When he reached the bottom of the stairs, Sergeant Owens lowered Summer off of his shoulder, placing her on the floor supported only by her 6-inch white slut heels. Summer was unsteady, but stood as still as possible. Summer felt the robe being pulled from her, and she felt warmth around her body, and she heard what she thought to be steam releases, so this must be some sort of mechanical room, she thought. What Summer heard was a hydraulic piston sound as a former stage was lowered. As the stage lowered to floor level, the five men looked at Todd's newest contraption. Todd had had Nick and his crew built it out of the excess lumber from his work around his family's house. Todd had made sure that the exact pieces he needed for his design had been included in the material orders for Nick's work. The contraption was a modified sawhorse that one would use when measuring and cutting lumber. The top level of the sawhorse was a 1-inch by 6-inch board that was about 3 feet long. It was fastened to the sawhorse with screws. The board was covered with a think pad covered by red leather. On one side of the sawhorse, the men saw a spreader bar with felt-covered restraints. On the other side of the sawhorse was a locking mechanism that looked like the restraint locks that criminals were forced into in public places where their hands and heads were held in place as they were made to stand to suffer humiliation for their crimes. Often those individuals were subjected to food being thrown at them to add additional humiliation to their sentences. In Todd's contraption, the locking mechanism was for Summer's hands to be secured in place, offering complete submission as well as access to her asshole and cunt. But before placing her in this contraption, it was time for more humiliating things to be done to Summer for his group's entertainment. Todd grabbed the white rhinestone leash and pulled forward, forcing Summer to follow him. Todd walked Summer around the room on her high heel shoes, blindfolded with the sexual devices still in her body. Todd pulled the leash to a stop and Summer almost stumbled to a fall. She caught herself and stood perfectly still. "Okay, slut, we are here to be pleased and served by you. You are my slut, and if you don't want the school, your family as well as the community to find out about your submissiveness, you will do everything you are told to do by my friends. Do you understand, slut?" Todd asked.
"Yes, Master T,"
was Summer's only reply.
"Good, slut. Strip off your thong for us,"
Master T ordered. Summer hooked her thumbs in the side straps of her string thong. She slowly pulled it down past her hips, below her ass cheeks, and then it fell down her legs to her ankles. She started to kick the thong off of her feet when she heard,
"No, slut.
Turn around, bend over at the waist, and then take the thong off. Stay bent over after you get the thong off of your feet," Sergeant Owens ordered. Summer shuffled her feet with the thong around her ankles and slowly, carefully turned around so that she thought her back was to her tormentors. Summer did not realize that the stage that she was standing on was lit with a spotlight and the locker room sign was attached just above her head. The men were each snapping pictures detailing the submissive acts of the high school English teacher. Todd had set up the video recording device that Bill Fraser had given him to permanently save her performance. Once Summer was satisfied that her back was to the men, bent over and slipped the thong off of one foot then the other. She remained bent at the waist, which gave the men a direct view of her ass and cunt. The men could see the base of the pink butt plug peeking back at them from Summer's ass crack. They could also see the receiver cord as it exited Summer's pussy. They also could see Summer's pussy juice moistening her pierced pussy lips.
"Man, you had her pussy lips pierced. That is so damn hot,"
Will said.
"Yes, she really enjoyed the piercing experience, as we also had her silver dollar-sized nipples pierced at the same time,"
Todd added.
"Yes, I saw them when she unzipped her dress for me in the ticket booth,"
Sergeant Miller added.
"Slut, spread those fucking legs,"
Todd ordered. As Summer struggled to spread her legs, she found her balance to be quite difficult to manage because of the height of her heels, the blindfold stripping her of her sight, and the exertion she had already had from the orgasm. Once she had spread her legs as far as she physically could, she heard,
"Now slut, I want you to fuck your ass with that bright pink butt plug,"
Adam ordered. Summer reached around and grabbed the base of her butt plug and slowly pulled the plug back towards to the men looking at her. She slowly began to fuck it back and forth inside her ever-expanding asshole. She felt her sphincter muscles begin to relax from having had the plug in her for some time now. Summer felt presence beside her, and then she heard Nick say,
"Faster, slut."
Summer increased her speed, but it did not satisfy Nick.
"Slut, I am going to slap your ass.
You are to match my strokes with your fucking motion with your pink butt plug." Summer felt his hand on her left ass cheek and then she felt it move away only to feel it land back on her ass. She felt the slaps and began to match the slaps on her ass. Nick increased the speed of his slaps and Summer was able to match the slaps. The men could see her moving her ass back to match the thrust of the butt plug as well as Nick's hand against her ass. She began to grunt not only in response to the slaps, but also the impact of the tip of the butt plug being forced deeper and faster into her ass.
"Slut, use your other hand on your clit as I want to see you come,"
came instructions from Sergeant Owens. Summer slipped her left hand between her legs and her fingers found her erect clit. In rapid succession, Summer matched the slaps on her ass with thrusts of the butt plug into her ass with strokes of her clit. Nick increased the speed and intensity of his slaps, which caused Summer to increase the pace of fucking the plug in her ass and her fingers on her clit.
"Do you want to come, slut?"
Todd asked.
"Yes, Master T, please,"
Summer shouted.
"Come, slut.
was all Summer needed to hear. Summer's body erupted in orgasm all the while Nick continued to spank her ass cheeks as her fingers rapidly massaged her clit while her hand pushed the butt plug as far into her body as she could.
"Very nice, slut. Pull that plug out of your ass," came directions from Will. Continuing, "I want to see that stretched asshole."
Summer slowly pulled the plug from her ass. It took some effort to pull it free as the plug was deep, but her sphincter muscles continued to grasp at the pleasurable instrument as it slowly eased back out of her ass. Once out, she heard, "Show us the plug, slut." Summer still bent at the waist, and as Nick continued to spank her, held the pink butt plug so that it could be seen by the men.
"Stop spanking my slut," Todd said.
Nick immediately stopped slapping the teacher's ass, noticing that it glowed a bright red tint.
"Stand up, slut, and turn around,"
came Todd's next command. Summer turned slowly around as she continued to hold the plug in her hand. Once she turned around, she heard,
"Slut, that butt plug is disgusting. Put it in your mouth to clean it."
Summer hesitated because the thought of putting the butt plug in her mouth with the lingering juices from anal passageway was more than she thought she could do. She remained motionless while holding the butt plug in front of her.
"Do it now, or I will have Sergeant Owens use his nightstick on your asshole and then make you clean that,"
Todd said. Summer realized that her choices were non-existent. She, of course, could not suffer having her ass fucked with a police officer's black nightstick. Those things were at least 18 inches in length, and Summer knew that Owens would take no mercy on her. Resigned to her disgusting fate, Summer brought her left hand up to her face, and as the tip of the plug approached her lips, Summer could smell the juices from her ass coating the plug. She opened her mouth, and as the tip slid past her lips, Summer's fears were confirmed as the taste of the plug was both disgusting and degrading. The men watched as the teacher slid the plug into her mouth. The plug's diameter was slightly smaller than that of Adam's cock, but not by much. The size forced Summer to make a wide O to allow it to be fully inserted into her mouth. The base of the plug rested against her lips as the tip of the plug rested against the back of her throat. The circumference of the plug filled her mouth completely, and Summer had to take deep breaths through her nose to maintain an acceptable oxygen level. The men continued to take pictures of the English teacher standing on the stage, below the slut sign with a pink butt plug inserted into her mouth, a white rhinestone slut collar around her neck, a white leash attached to the collar, orange garter belt, hose, and her white 6-inch slut heels. Todd started up the vibrating egg in Summer's pussy again. The men watched as her body suddenly tightened when it felt the egg jump to life. Summer's hands immediately went to her clit in an attempt to bring herself to a quick orgasm.
"Take your hands away from your pussy, slut," Todd commanded.
"Fuck your face with your butt plug, slut," Adam injected. Summer reached up and slowly fucked the plug in and out of her mouth.
"Squeeze your nipples, slut,"
Will ordered. Summer's mind and body was on overload. The more directions she received, the more she wanted to comply. Summer's body was taking over, and her mind no longer controlled her. She did not think of anything other than the commands of the men and her desire to come. She was pulling on one nipple then the other one in compliance with Will's direction. The butt plug was easily sliding in and out of her mouth. The vibrating egg was driving her closer and closer to orgasm.
"Bend over slightly for me, slut,"
Will ordered as he walked up behind the moaning teacher. Will let a trail of saliva drip out of his mouth, and it landed directly on the crack of Summer's ass. He watched it slide downward towards her puckered asshole. Once the spit reached the asshole, Will rolled the police nightstick head around it, making sure to coat the tip. Will placed his hand on the base of Summer's back, put the tip of the stick against her asshole, and by twisting the handle, slowly inserted the head of the stick. Unbeknownst to Summer, but Will was preparing her ass for his long cock. Summer could not take any more stimulation as the egg in her pussy was driving her towards the orgasm. But the whole scene of submission and degradation was making her try harder to meet her master's instructions to come. She felt something hard sliding into her anal passageway and realized that it was the police officer's nightstick. She pushed back against the stick as it slipped past her tightening sphincter muscles. Once Will had been successful in inserting 6 inches of the nightstick into Summer's ass, he and Nick coaxed Summer to spin slightly so that the men could see her fucking the butt plug into her mouth, as well as the nightstick buried in her ass. To Summer's relief, she heard from Todd.
"Come now, slut."
Summer's body erupted in orgasm. Her body rocked back towards the nightstick, hoping that it would fuck deeper inside her. She pulled at her nipples to intensify the orgasm. While she was in the throes of orgasm, Nick, Will, and Adam lifted her up. Effortlessly, the men carried Summer over to Todd's binding contraption. They first laid Summer over the red leather pad and held her against it as Will leaned down to fasten the spetter bar restraints to each ankle. Will then twisted the police nightstick around a couple of times before withdrawing it. Next, Nick and Adam pulled Summer's arms downward until they were able to close the locking mechanism around her wrists, still cuffed together by her fur-lined handcuffs. However, the men did not remove the butt plug from Summer's mouth. Summer was now bent at the waist with her pussy spread wide because her legs were stretched by the spreader bar. She was resting on the stomach pad as well as the 6-inch slut heels. Her hands were attached to the contraption, stretching her body downwards. The men could see the pussy lips of the slut teacher glistening with her pussy juices, and the piercing rings were clearly visible. Summer's puckered asshole peered back at her 5 tormentors, and each was thinking about how it was going to feel to fuck the teacher's cunt as well as to dump their loads of cum into her ass. Todd walked up and pulled the receiver cord of the black egg while it continued to vibrate inside his slut teacher's cunt. As he withdrew the egg, Todd saw Summer's pussy gaping open as a result of the egg's presence. Todd ran the egg down to Summer's clit and let its vibration further stimulate the exposed teacher. Todd intentionally brought Summer to the brink of orgasm 2 times without allowing her to come. Summer was now primed for multiple orgasms as her gang bang began. While Todd had been manipulating Summer's erect clit, each of the four other men had stripped out of their clothes. There were four very erect cocks of various sizes that were going to have their way with Todd's slut teacher. The first to insert his cock was Will. He easily slipped it past her glistening pussy lips and he buried it completely into the teacher without any resistance. The sexual contraption that Todd had built placed the woman's pussy entrance and anal passageway in the exact positions for easy insertion. "Todd, this is perfect as I don't have to reposition the slut or anything," Will exclaimed. Summer felt the cock easily slipping in and out of her pussy. In this bent-over position, Summer was just an object for the entertainment and satisfaction for her current tormentors. Will's hands were on her hips, and she felt his ball sack slap against her clit each time he slammed his long, mushroomed-headed cock deeper into her pussy. Summer concentrated on sucking air through her nose as her mouth was filled with the ass juice stained butt plug. The plug served as a gag also to keep her moans and screams muffled. Will increases his pace as he felt certain that he would be able to dump more than one load of his cum into this hot teacher, especially in the slut's tight ass. He pulled his cock head almost out of Summer's pussy and then jammed it all the way until it met the deepest depths of her pussy. When his cock head touched her there, it exploded in orgasm, filling her pussy with his cum. Summer could feel the hot jism exploding from Will's cock hitting the inside of her pussy wall. Summer could feel her pussy muscles involuntarily grasp the cock as Will began to pull the now semi-erect cock from her pussy when Summer's body erupted in orgasm. In mid-orgasm, Summer felt Will's cock being replaced by Nick's fuller, but only slightly shorter than Will's cock. Nick was not one to be loving while fucking. His whole goal was to get on, get in, and then get off. While Nick's cock was pistoning in and out of her pussy, Summer was still overcome by the residual effects of her latest orgasm. Her body was convulsing while bent over the sex contraption. Her pussy was being assaulted by Nick's menacing cock, and in her current spread position, every area of her cunt is being touched by his cock. Nick, drawing closer to orgasm, pulled his cock head all the way out to the pierced pussy lips of the English teacher. He paused. He feels her pussy attempt to grab his cock, and then he slammed his cock into the depths of Summer's cunt, exploding all the way down past her cervix. Summer's body erupts in orgasm as she feels the balls of her latest tormentor slam into her clit, and his cum splashing against the inside walls of her pussy. Summer could hardly breathe because of the position she had been placed with the padded bar squeezing her lower abdomen, the thick butt plug still jammed into her mouth, and the pounding she was receiving from Nick. Her orgasm only intensified her feeling of helplessness because she could not fight off the cock, remove the plug, or scream to relieve the pressure from the orgasm she was experiencing. As he pulled his cock out of the English teacher's cunt, Nick began to slap her ass cheeks, calling her a slut, cunt, slave, and cum depository for all men. Summer heard his rant, but the slaps on her ass intensified the remnants of her orgasm, increasing her need to scream through her butt plug. As he stepped up to the exposed teacher, Adam stroked his cock, further intensifying his erection. His cock, though shorter than Nick and Will's cocks, was much thicker. His cock reminded girls he had fucked that it was like the base of a Corona beer bottle. Adam found the sight of his cock extending out of his full red bush quite a sight. Adam did not spend a lot of time looking at it, mind you, but he remembered the gasps he received as a woman spread wide before him saw, then felt the head of his cock slip past their pussy lips. He found it much better to make sure that the girl's pussy was fully lubricated, so he had become quite adept at licking and sucking a pussy. Adam looked down at the teacher's pussy and saw the cum deposited there by Will as well as Nick, so he knew he did not need to help lubricate the slut teacher's cunt. He placed the tip of his cock at the entrance to Summer's pussy, and he could feel it still convulsing from her most recent orgasm. Adam slowly worked the head of his cock into the teacher's exposed cunt. He loved that word, and Adam watched as his cock head disappear. Adam tightened his ass cheeks as he began to push his Corona bottle-sized cock slowly down the soft canal of the bent and exposed teacher. Adam could feel Summer's body react to the insertion of his cock. From experience, Adam knew that the interior muscles of Summer's cunt were attempting to prevent the large cock from passing too deeply inside. But Adam pushed forward, making sure not to push too directly forward, but in a downward direction to fully insert his cock. Summer's bent position afforded access, but for Adam's cock he needed to be more careful as he did not want to harm the teacher. Adam wanted to be able to use her repeatedly tonight, and hurting her too early would not help him accomplish his desire to come multiple times in the English teacher's body. Summer bit into the pink, foul-tasting butt plug that was fully inserted into her mouth. The base of the plug was pressed against her lips as the tapered end of the butt plug was gripped by the teacher's front teeth. Summer tried to pull away from the invading cock that felt like the head of a baseball bat sliding slowly down the inside of her pussy. Summer raised her head up slightly, shaking it from side to side. But because her hands were restrained by the cuffs and the locking mechanism of the sex contraption, Summer's head movement was only slight. Adam took this motion as one of submission and acceptance of his cock. This perceived encouragement from the English teacher was all that Adam needed to force the remaining length and girth of his cock fully into the cunt before him. Adam looked down to see his cock disappearing into the teacher's already cum-lubricated cunt, and his red pubic hair pressed against her ass. Adam's full, egg-sized balls were pressed against the teacher's clit. Adam left his cock buried inside the teacher's cunt, while he felt her attempts to grab it. He pulsed his cock a couple of times to pump more blood into his Corona bottle. Adam felt that he had sufficiently stretched the mouth and walls of Summer's cunt. Slowly, but surely, Adam began to fuck the entire length of his cock into and out of the English teacher's cunt. He increased his speed and intensity. Adam knew that he could fuck for a long period because, once he stretched the inner walls of a girl or woman's cunt, he found it easier to last longer. To compensate for the lack of friction, he commonly would insert the long neck of a Corona beer into the woman's ass while he fucked them. He did not have a beer bottle handy, so Adam decided to just jam two fingers into Summer's ass. Summer thought that her pussy would be irreparably damaged by the monstrous cock fucking her pussy. She tried to adjust her body to accept the cock's assault by raising up head to slant her body better to accept the cock. But her wrist restraints prevented her from rising up to meet the assault. She felt the cock begin to fuck her harder the moment that she raised her head up. The cock began to piston up and down her lubricated pussy when she felt fingers being inserted into her ass. The fingers began to work in concert with the baseball-sized cock being jammed into her by going in the opposite motion. Summer could feel the fingers rubbing against the walls of her anal passageway up against the baseball bat currently fucking her. Summer tried to avoid the invading fingers, but she was unable to move because of her restraints, the pressure of the body pressed up against her, and the almost limp condition of her limbs. Adam began to feel the first tremors of orgasm, and from experience he knew that the sooner he came in a fuck session, the more times he would be able to come that evening. Knowing this, Adam began to fuck Summer's stretched cunt with more vigor. Simultaneously, Adam forced his middle and index fingers fully into the teacher's stretched asshole. Each time he buried his Corona bottle-sized cock to the base of his red pubic-covered pelvis bone inside the teacher, he pulled his fingers almost out of her ass, stimulating the top side of his cock. Adam slid his fingers halfway inside the teacher's ass, which placed his fingers flat against the inside wall of Summer's anal passageway. Each time the head of his thick cock slid down the teacher's cunt, it was massaged by his own fingers. Adam wanted to come now, so he started to stroke his cock with his fingers in Summer's ass while his free hand grabbed a fleshy portion of the teacher's ass cheek to give him more leverage as he fucked her. The fingers in Summer's ass and the tightness of her cunt wall finally had the desired effect on his cock as it erupted when he fully inserted the cock to his pubic hair. Though he was not as long as Will's or Nick's, he was able to splash his cum into the depths of the teacher's cunt because his ejaculation pressure was superior to theirs. Summer could feel the cock's intensity increase, and she could feel the fingers pistoning in her ass rubbing the cock buried in her pussy. If it was possible, Summer felt the baseball bat increase in hardness as it erupted into her pussy. Immediately upon feeling the cock begin to erupt, Summer's body shuddered in her fifth orgasm that was achieved by the three cocks that had been introduced to her by her young master, as well as the humiliating instructed orgasms prior to being attached to the sex contraption. As the cock stopped quivering inside her pussy, Summer's pussy walls began to grasp the now semi-hard cock. As Adam withdrew his cock, he was impressed by the gripping power of the slut teacher's cunt, and he watched as a long stream of cum followed his cock head out. Summer realized that she had had sex with three complete strangers, but that she had had three intense orgasms as their cocks had exploded inside her pussy in addition to the two orgasms that her young master had allowed as well as directed her to have while being watched by the five men. She felt shame at realizing that, but thankful that she had because she felt that she was pleasing her young master. Summer wished that she could spit the butt plug out of her mouth, but there was no way she could physically do it even without Master T's approval.
"Well, Todd, I guess it is my turn. I am pleased that I did not get to go first, as the idea of inserting my cock in her nasty hole filled with three cum dumps is not something that pleases me.
Sergeant Bill Owens.
I thought that you would feel that way, Bill. Here, take this Corona bottle, take the cap off, shake it up, and then shove it down my slut's cunt to clean it out,"
Todd said. Summer heard the whole conversation about her like she was some type of object. She did not want a bottle of beer pushed inside her now very sensitive pussy. She could feel cum leaking out of her pussy, and she could hear it hitting the floor between her legs as it dropped out of her. Sergeant Owens took the bottle and the opener, flipping the bottle cap onto the floor. As he walked up onto the stage with his Viagra-enhanced menacing cock bouncing with every step, the domineering police officer shook the cold Corona bottle vigorously. He could feel the pressure building against his thumb, and he was still trying to figure out how to insert it without getting splashed with the bottle's content. Bill stood to the side of the teacher, which posed his back to the group of young men. They noticed the hairy ass of the large, muscular police officer. Each had been subjected to his form of justice at points in their lives. Most particularly, Owens had saved Todd from an embarrassing DUI, with a catch. Todd had had a nude Melanie Hart in the car with him at the time, and her head had been buried in his lap with her ass up in the air as he drove through the suburbs. The sudden appearance of blue lights had not affected Todd's erection to at all. Melanie, with saliva slipping down her chin, jumped up and cried,
"Oh fuck, Todd. My clothes are locked in the trunk. What am I going to do?"
As the officer walked up to the driver's side window, Melanie scrambled to cover herself. Todd did not attempt to hide his erection, as he felt that that might help him mitigate his situation. Suffice it to say that night, he had had a glorious blowjob in the back seat of a police cruiser as Bill stuffed Melanie's pussy and ass with his large cock. Tonight was Todd's final payment to Sergeant Owens, who had stopped Summer Wayne earlier in the week. Subsequent to that stop, he had had his weekly coffee with the high school senior mentioning the stop. That set tonight's activities in motion for Todd in his desire to further train, humiliate, and degrade his newest slut. He wanted her body reacting to men, understanding that her role was now to serve his demands and that she was under his complete control. Bill shook the bottle several more hard times until he felt some liquid begin to seep around his thumb. Bill positioned his thumb over the bottle top directly at the gaping hole of the English teacher's cunt. In one quick motion, Bill removed his thumb and jammed the full length of the long neck bottle down Summer's cunt. Summer felt the cold liquid explode into her pussy. In one sense, the cooling liquid relieved some of the pain that she was experiencing from the three fucks she had just experienced. On the other hand, the explosion of liquid filled her like nothing she had experienced as the three loads of cum from her first three fucks was mixed with and then partially spewed out of her stretched cunt as it leaked around the long neck of the Corona still pushed deeply into her cunt. Bill, and the others watched as the beer foam and cum ran out of the teacher's cunt. They began to laugh and berate the teacher for having been such a slut to enjoy the cum of complete strangers. They told her how disgusting it was to watch the cum as well as the beer spilling out of her pussy, down her legs and onto the stage floor. Bill chimed in.
Slut, we will be making you lap up that disgusting mixture of cum and beer before we leave tonight for sure. We cannot leave any traces that a slut was fucked down here.
Summer shuddered as Bill fucked the bottleneck deeper into her pussy. She could feel her pussy lips spreading as the long neck of the bottle was pushed further into her by the tall, muscular police officer. Bill slowly fucked the bottle back and forth, forcing more cum out of the teacher's stretched pussy, but also lubricating the bottleneck for its insertion in her ass. When he was ready to cum, Summer's body began to react to the invasion of the Corona bottleneck, and her mind harkened back to Sunday afternoon when Lisa and her husband Steve had done similar things to her on her patio. The bottle's opening was plunging to depths that the first cock of the evening had touched only a few minutes ago. That first cock was larger in circumference, but not too much larger. Bill quickened his pace of forcing the glass bottle cock in and out of the English teacher's cunt. Summer was raising her head up, trying to meet the thrusts as her body was once again approaching orgasm. All of the physical, verbal, and sexual domination was having the desired effect that Todd wanted for his slut teacher. Todd knew from his brief experience with Summer that she was perfectly suited to be a submissive slut. She was an older version of Melanie Hart, but with an even better body. His experience taught him that once a submissive realizes that her pleasure came from pleasing others, that total submission was inevitable. Todd knew that Summer was on the brink of total submission, and his plans for Saturday as well as Sunday would culminate with his complete ownership of the high school English teacher. He planned to own and manipulate her after her husband James came home from Asia and through the rest of the school year. Once school was over, he would more than likely turn her over to Terry, as he was a dominant in training with Todd. Bill then said to the three young men who had already dumped their cum into Summer,
"Grab her titties and squeeze those nipples, Adam and Nick. We'll stand on the other side of her and begin slapping her ass cheeks while I get my cock ready to fuck her wet cunt."
The three young men were more than happy to assist in further degrading the high school English teacher. They had wished that when they were in high school that they had been able to do the same things to their English teachers. Todd was a very lucky man. Summer's body reacted equally to the mauling of her breasts, as well as to the rapid-fire spanking that Will was administering to her ass cheeks. Bill continued to fuck her cunt with the Corona bottle and watched as Summer wagged her ass each time he thrust the bottle in or Will's hand came in contact with her ass flesh. Bill pushed hard on the base of the bottle and crammed almost all of the bottle past the black portion of the label into Summer's cunt. The boys continued to pull on the nipple piercings of the English teacher, and Will was relentless in his assault on her ass cheeks. Bill turned and said to Todd,
"Tell her to come."
Summer heard those words and her body began moving towards her fourth orgasm while strapped to the sex contraption, which would make her sixth since her night of torment started. Instead, Todd said,
"Nick, take the plug out of her mouth."
Nick was happy to comply with Todd's direction and reached down to grab the base of the plug as it was slammed flush against the poor English teacher's lips. He had to pull fairly hard to remove it as the teacher was biting down on the tapered base while having her ass cheek set on fire by Will's constant slapping. Once the plug was out, Nick indicated that it had been completely cleaned by the slut teacher, and he held it up so everyone could see.
"Slut, do you want to come again?"
Todd asked the restrained and tormented teacher. Summer had to summon all of her strength and attempt to get some moisture in her mouth to reply.
"Yes, Master T, please."
Picking up digital recording device that had been running since the group got into the basement, Todd said,
"Tell me your name and what you do."
Still gasping for air and in a whisper, Summer replied,
"My name is Summer Wayne and I am a high school English teacher."
Todd then asked,
"What are you, Ms. Wayne?"
"Master T, I am your slut," Summer replied.
"Turn your head towards my voice and tell me what you will do for me, slut,"
came Todd's next command. As she turned her head, as instructed, Adam unlatched the Velcro fastening strap on the back of the blindfold, and Summer's eyes were quickly slammed shut because of the bright lights illuminating her on the stage platform.
"Open your eyes, look at me and tell me what you will do for me, slut,"
Todd asked again. Turning towards his voice, Summer opened her eyes to see her young master holding his damn digital recording device. She drew upon all of her strength to say,
"I will do anything and everything you tell me to do, Master T."
"Then you may come now, slut," Todd said. Bill pushed the bottle hard against the inside wall of Summer's cunt. Adam and Nick pulled her nipples with renewed vigor, and Will began slapping Summer's right ass cheek, working his hands down the back of her legs to the back of her knee. This harsh stimulation pushed Summer over the brink and her body erupted in her fifth orgasm in the basement after she had been forced to cum in the boys' locker room. As her body shuddered in orgasm, Bill removed the bottle, handed it to Will so he would stop slapping the English teacher's ass, and he slammed his monster cock all the way to his black hairy pubic area. Bill was a professional in achieving orgasms for himself as well as those unlucky women he had had the opportunity to take advantage of on his late night patrols. He had never had any complaints from the women as they were more than happy to do anything to avoid DUI ramifications. A simple fuck by his monster cock was more than satisfactory to the women. Summer's body immediately reacted to the invading cock. Her pussy was still erupting in orgasm as her juices flooded around the cock and out of her pussy. Bill did not take his time, but began a rapid-fire assault on the depths of the teacher's cunt. He believed that he was a good lover, but tonight he was getting his rocks off whether the receiver of his cum came or not. But as he had just seen the teacher cum, this slut love being used. Summer could not move as Bill's body pinned her more tightly down onto the leather surface. She wanted to move to meet the monster cock that was now sliding up and down her pussy wall. But with her hands and feet still restrained, all the teacher could do was to grunt out loud as Bill's cock hit all of the right places in her pussy. Bill began to quicken his pace because he wanted to come quickly like his young partners did, but he had to get the initial enjoyment out of degrading another high society slut with his cock.
"You are such a slut, teacher. I bet you fuck some of your students all the time, don't you, slut?"
Bill asked in a tormenting way.
"No, officer, I do not. I am Master T's slut and only do as he tells me to do,"
came Summer's almost breathless reply.
"Bullshit, slut. With a body like yours, pierced the way it is, I bet you fantasize and rub your big clit all the time,"
Bill said with a grunt. Summer just remained quiet as the cock inside her pussy was hitting the exact spots she needed it to hit for her to achieve the orgasm that her body now craved. The more that Bill verbally degraded her, the more her body needed to come. Bill picked up the pace and deepened his thrusts. His cock had slid into that neat little area of a woman's body when you are at just the right angle, and he could feel the teacher's pussy muscles grasp his cock. Bill stuck his cock in as deep as he could into the English teacher's pussy and held it there. He motioned to Will to give him the Corona bottle that he had lubricated with the three younger men's cum while cleaning out the teacher's freshly fucked cunt. As Bill drew his cock back out of the depths of Summer's cunt, he slowly inserted the bottle top into the puckered, but relaxed anal opening of the English teacher. As he drew his cock almost all the way out of the pussy cavity, Bill had inserted the neck of the bottle completely into the teacher's ass. Bill began to work the two in tandem with the other. Bill could feel the bottle rubbing against the thin membrane that separated the anal passageway from the slut's pussy cavity. This was a good stimulation for the policeman, and he rapidly drew closer to his first orgasm. Bill forced his cock deeply into Summer's pussy and pulled the bottleneck to where the top of the bottle almost exited the teacher's asshole. Then he swapped positions with his cock and bottle in rapid succession as this was the final stimulation that he needed to blow his backed up cum deposit into the waiting deep cavity of the teacher. Summer felt Bill's cock explode. She felt the bottleneck slide first up and then sharply back deep into her anal passageway. That was all she needed, and her body once again erupted in orgasm. She was so tired from the first six orgasm that her body did not jerk or convulse as before, but the orgasm was just as intense. Summer's pussy muscles and anal passageway muscles grasped at the cocks that were shoved deeply inside each hole. Bill let his cock linger in the depths of the teacher's cunt. He wanted to make sure that every drop of his cum was expelled into her warm cunt. As he drew his cock out, Bill pushed down on the bottom of the Corona bottle, making sure that Summer's anal opening remained stretched. Summer was about to experience how a ballerina got high on alcohol without drinking all of the liquids. The boys had lined up the four shots of tequila and the funnel. They had also opened three beers and a second funnel. The idea was to place the flexible hose of the funnel in Summer's mouth, have one of the men squeeze her nose and the other to dump the shots down the funnel. Next, a second funnel would be inserted in her ass and the three beers would be poured down the funnel and deposited in her anal passageway. Todd's plan was to intoxicate Summer so that the anal fuck session she was about to experience would be done without too much screaming from the restrained teacher. As Summer became aware that she had passed out for a brief period, she heard Todd's instructions.
"Slut, open your mouth and take this tube. When I tell you, suck on the tube like your life depended on it, and as if you were sucking come out of my cock."
"Yes, Master T," Summer replied.
"Ready, set, now suck it, slut,"
Todd commanded. This was Nick's cue to pour the shots into the funnel, and it was Adam's cue to hold Summer's nose as the liquid accelerated down the funnel's tube. At the moment that the liquid hit her mouth, Summer tried to spit the tube out of her mouth, but Adam's strong hand on her nose and on the tube prevented her from doing that. Summer held the liquid in her mouth for as long as she could, but eventually she had to draw a breath and she was forced to swallow the four shots of tequila. When they were sure that she had swallowed, Adam released her nose, but not the tube. As Bill withdrew the deeply inserted Corona bottle from Summer's asshole, Will just as quickly inserted the second funnel tube into the teacher's stretched asshole. Bill and Will then poured the cold contents of the bottles into the funnel top and watched as the liquid slid down the tube. Not all of the beer could be forced into Summer's anal passageway, but there was a significant amount that had been poured directly into her because of the insertion of the butt plug earlier and the way Bill had fucked most of the long neck bottle into her ass as he fucked her cunt. Summer tried to thrash about as the cold liquid entered her, but the wrist and ankle restraints kept her bent over the leather cushion. Her throat burned from the tequila that she had been forced to suck up her throat in order to get gasps of air through her nose. The funnel tube was still forcibly being held in her mouth by Adam's strong hand as Bill and Will continued to try to work the remaining cold beer in the funnel into the teacher's ass. They were amazed by the amount of liquids that had found its way into the restrained teacher's ass. The men pulled the tube out of Summer's ass and watched liquid boil out. But they knew a significant amount remained in her ass, and they waited until her body absorbed a portion of the beer. The men did not know how long it would take for the beer to be absorbed, but they knew that their window of opportunity with the slut was closing. They each were due to get their cocks back into the slut one more time. The next round of action would be a cock in her mouth as well as her ass. Will and Bill were given the opportunity to fuck her ass while Nick and Adam would be serviced by the slut teacher's mouth.
"Okay, it is time for you guys to take advantage of my slut.
You are not allowed to damage her in any way. Your job is to teach her about pleasing a man and his cock. She is starting to understand that her role in life is to serve and please me. But your efforts are to reinforce her submissive needs and desires," Todd said to his group of teacher tormentors.
Summer heard the muffled conversation, but the effects of the tequila, the multiple orgasms, the bent over position which caused blood to spill down into her head, the beer poured down her anal passageway, and the overall physical exhaustion she was experiencing made her feel like she was in a fog. Her fog disappeared when her mouth was pulled open and Nick's cock was being forced down her throat.
In this position, Summer's head and mouth were at Nick's cock level, and he easily slid his cock into her warm mouth. He helped by pulling her upwards by her hair, forcing her mouth open and giving him a terrific angle. He used both hands placed on either side of her head to fuck her mouth up and down his shaft. Summer's lips were numb from all of the earlier face fucks, but also because of the residual effects of the tequila she had been forced to suck down the tube. As Nick lowered the teacher's mouth down his cock, he buried it deep in her mouth, all the way up to his neatly trimmed blonde bush. When his cock was fully embedded, Will's long, but thin cock with the mushroom head was inserted in Summer's ass. Then, like they had practiced many times before, they rhythmically began to fuck both of the teacher's open orifices. Summer could not repel or enjoy the thrusts of the two cocks. Her bound hands and ankles kept her from pushing or kicking, and the hands on her body gave each cock leverage as it was fucked into her. Will's cock head slipped past the stretched ass hole and easily slid down the length of the slut teacher's anal passageway. When his shaved pubic area met the teacher's ass cheeks, Will began to fuck his cock deeper into the ass with each stroke. He did not or could not know, but his strokes into the English teacher's ass were met with upward thrusts with downward head action by Nick, who was kneeling at the bottom of Todd's sex contraption. Summer's body was not limp, but she was unable to react to the sexual and physical assault now. All she could do was lay there and take whatever the men gave her. Summer's body could no longer experience an orgasm, as she was just spent, or at least she thought that was the case. She concentrated on keeping her mouth open properly and to keep her sphincter muscles as relaxed as possible. That way, she would be offering her body to the men to welcome their cocks to explore more of her, as well as to give her their cum. Both men's cocks began to harden at the same time. Will was the first to shoot his cum into the teacher's body when his cock fully buried in her anal passageway. Summer's body reacted to the sudden feeling of a man shooting his cum inside her body, and it stirred to life a need to match the intensity of the man's cock exploding in her ass. About that same time, Nick's cock exploded deep in Summer's throat, and she received his full load as it sprayed up her throat as some of his cum came out of her nose. There were amounts running down the length of his cock that the teacher could not swallow. But, as Nick's cock convulsed one last time, Summer's body erupted in another orgasm as it reacted to men coming in her slut body. Both men pulled their cocks out of their respective holes, and each hole was immediately filled with Adam's thick cock in Summer's mouth, and Bill's monster cock began sliding past the stretched sphincter muscles of the English teacher's ass. Bill was the first to bury his cock to the hilt in the teacher. It took some doing, but Adam was able to push his fat cock all the way into the teacher's stretched mouth as she tried to both breathe and swallow the cock being force-fed to her. Bill wasted no time in beginning to fuck her ass wantonly. He had a shift to make to direct traffic out of the school grounds, and he had to dump his load in the teacher quickly. Adam was less inclined to hurry up, as his second orgasm usually took a significant amount of time. But he usually was coming in a woman's cunt the second time, and not her mouth. Summer's mouth had engulfed his cock and was touching it in all the right places. Adam was amazed at the sucking ability of the teacher, and was thankful that Todd was sharing her with him. Summer needed the cock in her mouth to come so she could breathe again. Her body's needs took over, and with renewed effort, Summer bobbed her head up and down the six-inch shaft, making the largest, oh, with her lips as she could. Adam and Bill worked into a good rhythm that did not forcibly hurt the teacher, but it got them closer to orgasm without regard for her situation. But they had seen her react to the constant fucking and sucking, as she experienced 7 orgasms already, and she was sure to have her 8th at any moment. Bill drove his cock all the way up to his pelvic bone with his black pubic hair smashed against the ass of the slut teacher. This forced Summer's head down onto the large cock in her mouth, hitting it just right, forcing Adam to explode into the mouth and throat of the English teacher. Summer could not capture all of Adam's cum, and it oozed out of her mouth onto the floor. Bill saw Adam's face contort to reflect that he was coming, and that was all he needed to explode for the second time into the slut teacher. Only this time his cock was buried deep inside her anal passageway. He looked down and saw how her asshole was swollen and protruding from his assault. His cock was large, and he knew that he was stretching her even more than the Corona bottle. The two explosions had the dramatic effect of putting Summer over the top again, and her body erupted in her final orgasm for the evening. Even though her young master had not had sex with her, Summer felt content in that she had pleased the men at his direction. Her body was completely relaxed, and she dozed off to sleep. The men all took pictures of the woman strapped to the sex contraption. After several shots were taken at various angles, Summer was released from her bindings. She was then placed on top of the pools of cum that were on the floor of the stage platform. She was rolled over in it several times, all the while the digital recording device captured her being used and degraded by the men. Satisfied that they had adequately cleaned up the mess by using the slut teacher's body, the men went about getting dressed. Sergeant Owens was the first dressed, as he had to bolt to get to his station for the after-the-game traffic patrol. Adam, Will, and Nick went about the business of putting Summer's denim dress back on her limp body as Todd straightened up the room. He rolled the contraption off to the storage area and locked the door. He had replaced the door locks, and he was the only one that had the key. Once he returned, he saw that Summer was dressed only in the denim dress, white slut heels, garter belt, and hose. The men had placed all of her other items in her school bag. The slut collar and leash were still attached to her neck. With some effort, the three men carried Summer up the stairs and to the back door of the gym. This door exited the building between trash dumpsters as well as the school's maintenance van. Todd ran off to get Summer's car. While he was away, Nick, Will, and Adam decided that they wanted one more orgasm. They unzipped Summer's dress, laid her flat down onto the floor, and they stood over her stroking their ever-hardening cocks. They were sore, and they could not ever remembering having so much fun. It was good to have Todd as a friend, and they wanted to keep it that way. But the woman was such a slut that they had to mark her with their cum. Nick was the first to come, and he got down on his knees to spray his cum all over Summer's face, eyes, and into her hair. Adam straddled the unconscious teacher and rubbed his exploding cock on Summer's lips as he blasted his cum up her nose, on her eyes, and down her neck. Will took a different path for releasing his cum. He spread the English teacher's legs, slipped his hands under her ass, and easily slipped his cock into her stretched asshole. Will deposited his cum deep inside the teacher again, as he loved to fuck an ass. As he pulled his cock from her ass, he noticed secretions following his cock out of the slut's asshole. He stood up and then kneeled down to rub his cock on the slut teacher's hair, trying to get her ass juices off of his cock. He would be going to Bill Fraser's theater later tonight looking for a couple or a bi man to fuck, and he wanted his cock semi-clean. The men re-zipped the dress, stood Summer up, and held on to her, waiting for Todd to arrive with the car. Todd pulled up to the door, flashed the lights, and the three young men lifted the unconscious woman into the front seat of the convertible. Todd had lowered the clothes top to make Summer's insertion easier. Each of the young men exchanged pleasantries and committed to doing it again real soon. Todd had no intention of including them anymore in his development of his high school English teacher into a better submissive slut. He knew his plans for the weekend would cement her complete submission to him. The tattoos and piercings would be his mark of ownership and her understanding of being marked as a slave to her young master. Todd reached Summer's home in 15 minutes. He helped her struggle out of the car as she was still semi-unconscious. The idea of forcing tequila and beer into her had been Bill Fraser's idea, and it worked very well. But now Summer smelled like a two-bit whore who had taken care of a whole group of saddle hands just in from a long trail ride. Todd eased Summer out onto the patio. He laid her down on one of the cushioned lounge chairs. He unzipped her dress and slipped it off of each arm. He then unhooked the garter belt and rolled it down along with her hose to her shoes. Todd removed the shoes and then slipped the hose, still attached to the garter belt, off of her feet. Todd then turned on the water hose and sprayed his teacher, washing the cum from her face, hair, chest, abdomen, and legs. He put the water hose inside her pussy and let the water run for a couple of minutes in his attempt to flush the cum from his slut's cunt. Next, he rolled Summer over onto her stomach, where he first sprayed her back, ass, and legs. Todd saw her ass still tinted red from the slapping administered by Will. Summer was slowly coming around, but Todd was not through washing her. He slipped the hose nozzle down the crack of his teacher's ass and concentrated the water flow against her puckered asshole. He pushed ever so slowly and was able to easily insert the hose 2 inches inside the teacher's ass. Todd left the hose there for several minutes, trying his best to flush all of the cum from his slut's ass. After several minutes, he felt pretty confident that she would not reek of cum in the morning. Summer was still mostly unconscious, with only brief, unrecognizable words coming out of her mouth. Todd stood Summer up as best he could and let her fall over his shoulder. Todd walked carefully to the patio door and let himself in with Summer's key from the car keychain. Todd kept walking through the house until he came to the stairwell leading to the master bedroom. Todd stood for a couple of minutes and then carried his slut up the stairs to her bedroom. He was thankful that she had been losing weight. She just did not know that she had lost 7 pounds, not 3 like she thought. Todd was going to have fun with her in the morning as she walked the treadmill in her slut heels a mile for each pound she had not lost. Todd carefully laid Summer down on the carpet at the side of the king-sized 4-poster bed. Todd reached onto the bed and picked up the 3-foot-long spreader bar. He attached each of Summer's ankles to the bar with the fur-lined cuffs he had attached. Next, Todd cuffed his teacher's hands behind her back. Now Summer, though passed out, would be unable to move and would be in her submissive position when he woke in the morning. To finish off her bindings, Todd slipped a ball gag into Summer's mouth and fastened the gag behind her head. Summer could breathe, but she would not be able to make much of a sound. Summer lay on the floor in her own bedroom bound, gagged, and with her slut collar as well as her leash still attached. Todd went into the master bath and took a long hot shower. He thought back on the events of the evening and how submissive Summer had been. Yes, she was making great progress, but tomorrow would bring her a new hairstyle and her manicure would be perfect for the slut she was becoming. This story is continued in the next part. This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network. Please visit our other podcasts. Their links are in the description of this episode. Both the Erotica Podcast and the Erotica Taboo Podcast offer bonus episodes for as little as $2 per month. Thank you for listening.